that goes boom.
Pretty good.
I could dig that.
I was trying to think what I would be listening to on my 21st. God, this still makes me think of Guitar Center on a Saturday. Wait for it. Then the guy in the drum room down the hall, he's like, I'm with you, bro.
Was this in Guitar Hero 1?
Who cares?
It was like a bad cover, but... Fuck you, Eli.
Hijinks is Who Podcast, 21 and legal.
Woo!
Going to the titty bar. Hey, everybody, coming up on stage, we've got Brianna. She's got titties. Dollar long next till midnight.
And that's the way they do it. They always, like, yeah. They'll talk to me like, don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses.
And then turn it back up.
Yeah. And, like, somebody will be up on stage
makes
doing their thing. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Of course, immediately after the long neck's over, you get the breakfast buffet.
Don't forget the breakfast buffet. We'll be
that's some good shit.
Hitting up, provided by Taco Bueno.
Gonna have some egg quesadillas with sausage and/or bacon. Now feast your eyes on Destiny.
Coming up after Destiny is Old Ironside for all you boys that are out there. Ironside, that's right.
Remember, most of these girls are putting themselves through college, so tip well and tip often. They don't want to be doing this the rest of their lives. I mean, oh, shit. I shouldn't say that. This is great. These girls love it. I don't even know what to do with the fader now. Just turn it up and turn it down. Ah!
He's so confused.
That's strip club DJ breakdown. God, fuck.
I wonder if that's part of, like...
He starts pouring a beer on the console. Fuck, it's over. It's all over.
When they come in, they're like,
game
okay,
over, man.
Yeah, in case somebody robs the place, the safe is over there. And then the volume bar is right over here.
It's this gigantic lever. It's like...
You have to wear this hat.
The fucking
when you,
Death Star tractor beam? What are you doing?
It's got three... No. So this is our number 21 podcast, which has absolutely no relevancy at all, except it was a joke. That the podcast was somehow going to get drunk. Like, oh, God. Like, the video is going to be all screwy. It's like, oh, I can't see. So, Hijinks and Sue podcast, number 21. If you're listening MP3-wise, that means you got it from hijinksandsue.com. If you're watching it live, you're at ustream.tv/hijinksandsue, specifically on the Hijinks and Sue podcast, vidcast, simulcast, castcast. We've got a few people in the room chatting and having fun right now. So, what are we doing today?
I don't know.
You guys have fun in the room when...
The champagne room. Remember, there's no BJs in the champagne room, but there totally is. But don't tell your mom.
Joel, you have never once been in a strip club.
And how do I know so much about making fun of them? I don't know.
I have been in a goddamn strip club.
I know. One with girls, in fact.
When I was in Kansas City, I went to one called Bazooka. No, yeah, Bazookas. That's seriously wonderful. The name of it. Jen and I went to that, and
okay, I'm supposed to say what's going to happen on the show. So tonight on the show,
shut up, Eli.
Tonight on the show, Hijinks and Sue podcast. We're going to do This Week in Internet, which I wanted to cancel as a feature. No, don't do that now.
Oh,
keep it rocking! God damn it, get the energy up.
No, it's just you say
you're the worst stripper mixer board guy ever.
You said you were going to kill it.
Turn it up, crank it. Less than that. Less crankage. Okay.
No, but right, anytime,
I was going to kill it. No,
Jeff gets brought up.
Zip it. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay. We're going to kill This Week in Internet, but then everybody's like, no, don't. We don't know how to find things on the internet. We wait for you to tell us. And it's like, oh, shit. It always takes so long. So whatever. We're going to keep doing it.
We're in a war in Iraq?
Son
of a bitch.
Gas is expensive? What happened?
We landed on the moon?
When did that shit go down? Clinton's not president anymore? So, we're doing that, and then we're going to take your questions. we did something a little bit different where we had you guys also post links for topics for us to discuss. I don't know how well that's going to work because I realized all we're going to do is click on them and then look at them for a second. And we're actually going to have to like read this shit.
Yeah. Like, huh. Hmm.
Because we didn't actually...
Well, to be fair, I mean, we have to start somewhere before we tangent off into the nether.
I guess.
So...
So it's like we'll read the title and then talk about something different that has some of the words from the title in it. Oh, that one said it. Speaking of it.
God, I love that Stephen King book. It was so good.
Oh, so that was too related. Also tonight, you know, the internet's going to die. And so we'll have to pause the show and then come back. So when that happens, don't worry about it. It's all cool, babies. We'll be back. You'll hear a noise like that.
Just wait for the sound.
Yeah. The audio cues will lead you home.
And turn the page. Like, what the...
And Denise isn't here? Because she doesn't want to be. Because she hates the internet. And before you guys got here, I was toying with, like, how could we make her microphone sound like a girl and then just talk into it whenever we wanted to. But it was using up too much processor on the Mac, so I couldn't do it. It wasn't real time.
Thanks, Steve Jobs.
But it was... I put it on the Lou Gehrig setting for a while. Today. And let's get into it. Number one. Oh, yeah, and we're going to talk about some other stuff that's not on either of those lists. I'm gonna interrogate Josh about his weekend because he did far more interesting things than anyone else at the table. Number one. What order do you want to take this in? Do you want to go iPhone 3G, then Avenue
that
Q?
That was even before the weekend even started.
What do you want to do?
It's your show. It's your show.
You're calling the shots, baby.
You know, I'm only eating over here, so...
Which is why I'm putting you on the spot first.
Right, fine. You know what? Let me put the fork down.
Well, do you want to finish your meal? I mean, do you get something to do?
Thank you. Saved it.
Oh, and Ustream finally comes into play.
Drum says a muted mic sounds like Denise. That's mean. It's so true. Okay.
So what are we doing? Why am I here? What's
happening? Okay, number one, let's talk about your iPhone experience.
Okay.
So.
Let me unsheath it.
I forgot to even look at it yet.
Oh, I thought you unsheathed it, like, at birth.
Wait, what?
That's smaller than I thought. All the pictures make it look huge.
That even adds to the sheathing.
Here. It's.
Wait, I got to pull up my video.
You need something for reference.
Like another iPhone.
Like my iPhone?
Yeah,
it looks about the same size. So there's that obelisk.
Phone.
There we go.
For those listening.
Right, yeah, for the audio listeners, it looks like an iPhone. Okay. It's not as ugly as the pictures make it look. The pictures make it look shitty. Which actually looks all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so you picked this up. Hey, look at that Hijinks and Sue wallpaper on there.
Hey, that's pretty sweet. Wonder where you got that from.
And it goes straight to an Amy Winehouse track, proving who gave this to me. Let's see. All right, so the big thing was, faster internet and GPS are the only two real changes.
Correct.
But the fucking App Store
is epic.
It's amazing. But number one, let's talk about your experience. What did you do to get this?
Well, let's see. Friday morning, I set my alarm for 5:30. Didn't get out of bed until 6.
Did you have to find it first?
No, it's right there on my... dresser
and under a pile of tacos.
Yeah, mostly the wrappers.
You were trying to set a taco.
I don't leave food around. It's dumb.
He spends 2 hours trying to set a taco wrapper for 5 a.m. He's like, God, fucking shit doesn't work.
That doesn't make sense.
So
yeah, got up at 6, didn't take a shower, just ran straight out the door.
So just like any other day.
No, but yes, but no,
but like hours later.
But well, no, but hours earlier is the difference. That's. Anyway, got to the epic line outside of the mall at 6:30. Mall opened at 7:30. The line moved inside. I was already within sight of the store. I was only maybe 150 people back.
How many people were there? This is at the Apple Store in Willoughby Mall.
Willoughby Mall. Many, 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 many hundreds. I have no idea what the final total was by the end of the day.
Okay.
But for the first hour that the store opened, we actually moved forward.
Mm-hmm.
And then every server on the planet died.
Yeah.
And
which I did a comic about both those things.
Yeah. So then at about, I want to say 10, kind of giving up hope for life,
So wait, they just stopped and tried to figure it out while you all just stood there?
Yeah. Yeah. There's like probably 400 or 500 people in line this morning or that morning. And
trying to figure out how iPhones work.
Did they ever come out and no, the activation their deal was
the activation
we
servers
really
all died.
Don't want you to sell these unlocked to China.
Right.
So
right.
We're insisting that you don't even touch it until it's activated with a 2-year contract. Yeah.
So anyway, around 10:30 or 11, I used my existing iPhone to check the interwebs to find out that actually
which is deliciously ironic.
I know that the entire Apple server, AT&T server stuff had died. They had Apple people walking through bringing water and shit. And I was like, so if the activation servers are down, can we just buy them and go home? And they stressed me over and over and over and over.
Are you
again
Chinese?
That no, we can't do that. We actually did have one Chinese guy in line that had an unlocked iPhone from China that was like, I want to upgrade this, but he didn't speak English, so we assume that's what he was trying to say. And actually,
iPhone.
I don't want to name names, but your friend who now works at the Apple store yelled at him and berated him for bringing an unlocked iPhone and trying to get it upgraded.
Good job, Stacy.
Okay, you can say your name then. That's fine.
That's just a first name. Of course, we also said where she worked. Yeah. Fuck.
There you go. Stalker now. It'll be awesome. Anyway, I stayed in line for 7 hours before I finally got into the door of the Apple store, picked up my phone, did the paperwork for it. Then they told me that I could just leave before it was activated because they were still waiting. There was another line inside the store.
Because they were getting word from, like, you know, moles in Apple stores across America that it was totally fucked nationwide.
So,
and sent you home with a brick. Now, how did you actually get it activated?
I did the updater.
It was in the comic.
Oh, yeah, actually. Right, there's a hobo.
I cut off some dude's hand and no. I just came home. I took a shower. Because I fucking needed it.
That's good detail. That's good detail.
That's good. Yeah, it's important.
Do you eat anything?
No, actually.
Okay, cool.
I skipped
Keep
lunch.
Going. Keep it going.
I skipped lunch that day.
We're doing good. We're doing good. Keep going.
I downloaded the new iTunes. I plugged in the phone, and like 4 seconds later, it activated.
That's a harrowing tale.
Yeah.
They want me to turn off the cursing filter. I don't know how. Someone tell me how. I didn't know that was my option.
Oh, I was going to say, like, I don't know why I thought, like, they were getting bleeps of us talking.
No, for the chat on Ustream.
That would have been awesome.
I have no idea how to do it.
Anyway.
I'm barely registering.
Friday, I spent 7 hours in line, then an hour actually getting a phone and getting it activated. And then I went to work and got in a lot of trouble because I didn't actually take the day off because it was only supposed to take 3 hours.
Oh, you just went?
I just went.
And you didn't tell anybody?
Well, no, because whole thing was supposed to have been over by about 11.
I mean, I was only holding a phone in my hand that had the internet, email, IM, telephone service. I couldn't have possibly notified anyone.
Oh, yeah, but the thing is that I was using the internet access on my phone for 4 hours straight, and I had forgotten to charge it the night before, so I pretty much killed the battery.
That's not a good excuse.
I'm fucking retarded. That's fine.
Oh, okay. So your immediate supervisor was like, God damn you, Josh, but it's you.
Yeah. Wait, I mean, but can I check that out?
Yeah, but can I play Monkey Ball?
I actually, right before my battery died, I sent a text to Mikey telling Mikey to tell my boss that I was going to be late, and then I turned my phone off.
That's pretty indirect. That's nice.
I thought that was
I used to manage people at a job, and quickly it devolved from like phone calls of like why I'm going to be late to text messages of why I'm going to be late to like texts of I know I'm 30 minutes late, but I'm right outside the building kind of shit. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
All right, so but you got the new hardware.
Yeah.
But the buzz
in
the Trons is that fuck the new hardware. Yes, it's cool, but it's all about the new software.
Yeah.
And I agree.
No, the App Store is pretty sweet.
Because it's basically given me a new toy, like, that I just got for free. The best apps I'm using right now are Remote, which is from Apple. It's free.
Uh-huh.
And lets me control.
Has to be Remote and Pandora.
And Pandora. Well, Remote lets me control iTunes from anywhere. Which would be awesome if I had my computer set up to play music throughout the house. Pandora is fucking amazing. It even sort of works on 3G if you're in a good part of, not on a on Edge.
Yeah.
If you're in a good like area, it's free streaming digital radio based on shit you like. It's like Last.fm, but in your pocket and free. And it like just made anyone that's still got satellite radio, it's totally obsolete now.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
Yes, for those listening, I am playing Batman in the background because it's an epic tale of...
It's good enough. What is this, Batman 1 or Batman Begins?
Batman Begins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, so. It was just because of story, you know.
Anyway.
Now back to my regular playlist.
My new favorite.
I kind of liked it. Yeah. Go ahead.
My new favorite application, mm-hmm. and this is not going to work, only for people watching, but it's called iPint.
Oh, God.
Oh, is this the one where you like...
Where I click this button and it it's going to pour me a virtual beer.
Right.
And I'm turning this so that Joel can see it.
What the fuck?
Okay, so now I'll point it at the camera.
It just poured him a virtual beer. If this is all it does, I think it's stupid.
Probably can't see that.
Then
at
you
all.
Drink it.
No, you can't hear. You can't see that.
Now I'm
it
going
shakes
to,
when you move it.
I'm going to drink it now. Watch, watch carefully. This is important.
Oh, that went down smooth.
It's delicious.
That went down really smooth.
Oh, and then I can
waitress
pour myself another. There it goes. God.
Scotchy, scotchy, scotchy.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I've been doing this at work all day.
Instead of working?
Yes. Yeah.
That's good stuff.
I've been drinking real beer at right. work all
Eli's
day,
Eli's been
though.
Under his desk drinking actual beer. Josh has been drinking the virtual beer.
But I kept my phone nearby.
Whoa, whoa. Hey, hammer cable. Look out, fucker. Or you can go show the internet. You can't see that. Oh, wait. Back up. Back up. Back up.
There it
oh,
is.
No.
You need to kill
Sorry.
That light.
Yeah, then they wouldn't be able to see anything on the video. Anyway. So I've been really impressed. I'm also using, you know, like there's like a PayPal app. You can check your balance and send money directly from your phone. If somebody said, hey, give me $5, and you're like, I guess I could PayPal it to you from your phone. It's the shit.
Or when you get held up.
Does that already exist, or did you just make that up?
No, it's in your PayPal. Oh. It's in, there's an app for
I
it.
I didn't see it.
They're yeah, like, so give me your wallet, motherfucker. And I need you to go to your app and send
PayPal
your PayPal.
It's Bill the Mugger at Gmail.
Bill the Mugger.
It's Stabby Bill at Gmail. Send it. Cocksucker. So, what? Oh, I'm reading stuff on here. Okay. So, yeah, I wholeheartedly endorse that whole situation. I'm convinced that I'll never have to buy an app because they'll just keep making good free ones. The Twitter app's good, too.
I'm actually not that impressed with it.
It's good-ish.
It's good-ish. The free one from the hacked phones previously was better.
Hack it. It's already hacked.
I will probably do that soon.
Like, during the show?
I guess I could. I need a cable.
Okay. And then...
You're a real hooker.
In other Apple-related news, so you've got OS X MBM CCMBD running on a Mac Mini in your
right.
living room now.
Yes, I do.
Which allows you to stream all of your illegally downloaded HD content.
Correct.
To your giant TV.
That is correct.
That's Josh at internet.com.
Just ask Josh. Oh, we never did our introductions. Josh at internet.com.
Hey.
Eli from Mexico.mx.
Oh,
and Joel from hijinkinsu.com. We're all here.
Hey,
oh, people are leaving the room. What the fuck? Everyone's got to go.
Too bad.
All right. And then you went to see Avenue Q.
Yes, I did.
Do you want to say anything about that besides affirming the fact that you saw it?
Well, wait. Because I've seen it multiple times already. Let's let Eli talk about Avenue Q because this was his virgin experience.
You busted his Broadway cherry?
Yes.
Was this your first
Black
musical?
Delight.
No. Trying to think what else I've seen.
I don't mean like saucy musicals put on in the backs of strip clubs and
right.
whatnot.
Right, no.
I also don't mean strippers grinding your dick while singing either. That's not a musical.
The one-armed hooker?
Yeah.
The one arm hooker stripper.
The one arm stripper that sings sea shanties.
Yeah.
Yo ho ho. And I bottle of grinding my ash on your junk. Yar.
And then the fake arm falls off and it's like, I'm
thud.
So sorry.
Then your fake dick prosthesis falls off and she's like, whoa. And then you switch.
No, if it lasts.
My version
they
of this.
They skip through the park holding prosthetic appendages.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Go ahead.
When well, I was gonna sleep in, and
that surprises me.
Yeah, so I was gonna sleep in, but it, Josh calls and you know he's like, "No, you're not," and I was like, "All right, give me a minute." So we drive out to Fort Worth. The best part was actually the way I like to think of the story was the first part of it. We got there. I had never actually. I thought I had been to Bass Performance Hall, but I hadn't. Pretty slick sort of place.
It's actually very cool. I've never been there before.
Yeah, it was very, very cool. I'd probably want to see another show there. But anyway, so we get there about, what, a good 20 minutes before the show was going to start.
Okay.
So we're sitting there, and there's a group of, what, five of us? So we're all sitting there, and Josh is in the middle, and I'm down at the end. And all I hear for the next 20 minutes is, like, the 10-year-old kid who just got his brand-new Han Solo action figure talking to Jeremy, going, so, and then you take the iPod, and then you push this button, and it does this thing, and then it's totally awesome, and then you can do this. And then you can do this other thing, and it's totally awesome.
Through the whole show?
Well, no, for the...
He's talking about me.
The 20 minutes leading up to the show.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
I sound like a 10-year-old with a new Han Solo
I totally blew past. I'm actually assumed there was a 10-year-old, like...
No, but there was
his lightsaber goes, and then it goes, and then Chewie's like, and then like, and he's like,
that's exactly,
and then he's like, let the Wookiee win.
That's exactly what was happening for the first 20 minutes before the show started.
Yeah,
was like, I could just hear.
And
Josh.
Jeremy's Apple illiterate.
Yeah, he's
no,
just kind of.
Jeremy has a MacBook Pro now.
Has one.
But
he got it and like he left it closed for 3 days, and he's like, how do you compute it? You open it first.
He's on his way. We're working on.
How do you internet this Tron? Yeah. Where are the web?
Yeah, so he's
where puts it?
He's sitting next to Jeremy, and yeah, it sounds like that guy. And then it comes with it comes with a lightsaber, and then it comes with a tauntaun.
There's a place where you can put your dick.
You can put
and you rub it.
You
it's
can
smooth.
Put, you can put your Luke Skywalker inside tauntaun, and you can go like. And I thought they smell bad on the outside.
Yeah,
and then
if you want to, you can put SpaghettiOs inside the tauntaun.
I did.
And it's
that.
Like his guts come out. It's like blah, and it's like oh god, it's gross.
That was like the first 20 minutes before the show started. So
I had
please.
The original Slave One, and you and it would invert, and it would be up on its side, and you'd fly it on its side. It's like,
it's awesome. What toys do you have?
Jeremy pulls out his like razor, and he's like, click.
Yeah,
yeah. I can call you.
Mine takes tiny pictures.
Yeah. So anyway, I had heard some of the music for Avenue Q before.
Mm-hmm. Avenue Q is a musical. It's a mix fun of Sesame Street. As if Sesame Street was done by disaffected 20-somethings.
Yeah.
Sort of,
But the people and the puppets are live on stage.
Yes.
And you're supposed to know
there's
that.
But there's three characters that are actual, humans.
Sure.
But I didn't realize that one of them would be Gary Coleman, which was awesome. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't really Gary Coleman, but...
Is it a Gary Coleman puppet?
No. It was a
person that plays the part of Gary Coleman.
Is it a midget?
It's a woman.
It's a woman, like a small woman.
Wow.
I can't hear myself.
Yeah, you keep fucking with that, and then I can't hear anything. You turn me up, too. You're fired.
Turn up your headphones, because your microphones are loud.
Whatever.
There's more mic for you.
There we go.
There's
Hello.
More
headphones. Hello.
Go for it. All right.
Yeah, so anyway. The show starts, and Gary Coleman comes on, and puppets immediately are like... shit and fuck.
Cocksucker. And
well, it's not like hardcore, just like cocksucker.
Dick
cocksucker.
Eaters.
You know,
the end.
They'll say stuff, you know, blah, blah,
Bravo.
Blah. And then they'll throw out the occasional like shit. And you're like, whoa.
Well, puppets, no, puppets don't talk like that.
And yeah, all the puppets' names are like shithole monster.
Well, like, they were actually pretty straight.
Dick Face the Frog.
They were pretty straightforward until they're like, they talk about one of them's name, Lucy Monster.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, oh, are you related to something monster, like another?
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, whoa, what? Just because we're both monsters doesn't mean we're related. Then they break into the song about how everybody's just a little bit racist.
Oh, I've heard the sound.
I know. And I was like, whoa. Like, I didn't see that. That was a very slick, transition from instead of going with the standard black or Mexican sort of thing.
Monsters.
They used monster. Blaxicans.
Well, Eli's a Blexican.
Right.
His grandma's side.
Oh, right, yeah.
Right. We're going to get my grandma again?
Because she took it from
Wait, what? Where were you going with that?
I'm just saying she had extramarital affairs.
Did she ever come back?
From the dead?
What?
From going black.
Oh, no, once you do, you don't.
God damn it.
All right, let's get off my grandma. Because
I just
got off yours.
What?
Oh. Wait. Oh, shut up.
Okay.
Wow.
But
so
anyway,
you saw a musical the
junior
end.
High moment.
Well, no, yeah, it was awesome, and there was a family like sitting in front of us, like a mom and like three kids, And it specifically says, like, you know, not necessarily not for intended children. For children.
Don't bring children.
Let's go to the puppet show.
I didn't Mommy, think, why are they cursing?
Well, I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
Why are they naked?
Why did the puppets talk about the no-no place?
Well, I was like, well, you know, that wasn't too bad. I mean, come on. Like, you know.
They don't have, like, schlong shit. Monster?
No, they said, like, shit and fuck. And I was like, okay. They go into intermission. Was it intermission? It was before intermission or after. But for the second time in my life, I get to see puppet sex.
Mm-hmm.
On stage.
Team America was number one.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, it was Meet the Feebles. Team America actually doesn't count because they're
marionettes.
Oh, they're let's classify this properly.
Right. Yeah. They're not puppets.
Yeah. Genus marionette.
Yeah.
Marionettes.
Optimus. And they're,
Maximus.
Yeah, they're usually chased down by the hyena.
Anyway.
But yeah.
So.
Yeah, so there's like puppets like 69ing on stage. And I'm like, oh. That's interesting.
Hey, someone on the forums here mentions that Rent isn't exactly for children. So we were in, this is from Styx. We were in Austin all weekend with my wife's parents. And the Austin News, which is just a wealth of useful information, as is all local news. Before they, well, first they were telling us that a high school production of Rent is happening in Austin. Uh-huh. But it lost all funding because it was Rent.
Right.
And for anyone that has no clue, Rent is about like seven people and six of them have AIDS.
And they're all
and
fucking dead.
Three of them are gay. They're all fucking losers.
Yeah.
None of them have a job. They live in a loft.
That they're squatting in.
They're squatting in because their friend owns it and he was letting them squat. And there's really no point to it. And in the end, pretty much all of them die. So
okay, one of them dies.
It's good enough. Anyway,
his name is Angel.
One of them is a transsexual.
Very sad.
Okay, so the school's like, wait, hang on.
you're doing
hang on.
What?
Gay, AIDS, transsexual, heroin addict. Oh yeah, they're all heroin addicts too.
Yeah.
They're bohemian.
Yeah, right. So they cut all funding.
Right,
and it's like the production's going to go ahead with private funding. With the principal's consent, though it will feature a modified script.
Oh, no.
And I was like, and they didn't say how far it was going to go, but I'm like, how the fuck? You can't do a story about, you know, AIDS and drugs and homosexuals and whatever else without those elements. Those are the only things it's about. It's not about anything else.
Huh.
It's like in the end, it's about
really
like.
I'm really curious to watch that.
It's like four nuns and a trucker, and one of them has a cold sore. And one of them's addicted to cough medicine.
Right.
Just kick it off this NyQuil.
I'm so excited.
This
I'm so scared of NyQuil.
Yeah. This cold sore is a constant reminder of my former days.
Yeah.
It will live with me forever.
Yeah. It's that's pretty shitty. The other thing they told us on Austin local news was, you know, it's a joke when you say like. Tonight at 11, what's in your kitchen that could be killing your pets? We're not going to tell
Shut
you until
up.
11.
Sweet.
I don't know, what the fuck? You know, whatever. It's just scare tactics. So, on the Austin News, they go, hey, everyone's telling you to buy these new compact fluorescent light bulbs, but what you don't know could kill you.
And then like, do they cut to stock footage of like a house exploding?
Yeah.
Boom.
A horse exploding for no reason. Someone dying of malaria. So, they get to it, they're like, most people don't realize compact fluorescent bulbs have mercury. And I was like, wait.
Just like your thermostat.
Yeah, I paused it and I was like, don't eat light bulbs. Case closed.
Dumbass.
So they do like 30 minutes about
people.
It. They do like 30-minute segment about
hate people.
What do you do if it breaks? Do you get on the floor and start licking up all the remnants? No,
like
it's got mercury.
It's got to be a better way.
Yes, you stop, drop, and roll in the leavings. Actually, the only way to counteract a broken complex fluorescent bulb is to break six more and then dance in it and inhale
and
deeply.
Yeah, I was going to say, you turn it into a powder. And
yeah, you snort it.
Snorted. You rolled that bill. And
right, the guy on the news is actually, he's got a mortar and pestle and he's crushing them up. And he's like, don't do this. Don't ever do this. It's so good. It's starting to work. Bill, are you with us? Not starting to work. Hang on. I'm fucked up.
It's like that fucking powder from Batman Begins and they start to hallucinate.
Yeah. Lotus Mountain Juice. that makes you see ninjas.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say Lotus Mountain Dew.
No, it was Lotus Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew. New flavor, Batman Lotus Juice. Fucks you all up. Makes you see ninjas and scary shit. Yeah. Okay, so the only other thing, before we get to the internet and the links, is... hang on.
What?
The other thing I saw when I was in Austin...
What?
Is that they have premium channels and I don't.
Oh.
So I turned on HBO and they were like, "The Making of Evan Almighty." And I'm like, oh, Jesus.
Oh, wow. That'll be awesome. I'm sure.
But it was only 15 minutes. So I want to see what they have to say about it. Okay.
Yeah, no.
The director of the fucking movie. I swear to God. There's no, like, I'm not embellishing this at all. He was like, okay, guys, hang on. All right. Evan is a congressman, but then God wants him to make an ark, and he doesn't want to. He's busy. He's a congressman. He doesn't have time for that. What would you do? It's crazy. It's the crazy. And then it cuts to Lauren Graham, who's his wife, and she's like, "Yeah, and he doesn't know what to do, and he grows this beard."
Oh yeah.
And his hair could, and he's like, and there's animals everywhere.
Why does this keep happening?
And I'm like, wow, these guys are,
they've been like smelling their own
farts.
They're
making fun of this for me. Like they're doing my job. They're taking my job.
We need to try to interview some of these people on this show. So we can be like, what is it like to revolutionize storytelling?
Outside the box.
Yeah.
Let's get the people that made Uncle Buck and be like, and Uncle Buck, he doesn't know how to take care of Macaulay Culkin's brother. He has no idea. It's crazy. Harry and the Hendersons, they don't want a Bigfoot in their house.
We really painted ourselves in a corner on that one.
They don't even know what to do with a Bigfoot. What do they eat?
Where do they dump? Sausages, don't you remember? And peanut butter.
What do they?
You not remember this.
It's crazy.
Then he rips all the fucking taxidermy deer heads off the
wall.
He
was so... Did the stream just crash? No, it didn't. Sorry. All right. And then Eli found something when he got here that seems totally wrong.
Uh-huh.
Anybody else heard of channelsurfing.net?
No.
Channelsurfing.net just shows like a live DirecTV feed of like anything you want.
What?
It just does. Yeah.
Wait.
Check it out.
Channelsurfing. Okay. .net.
I found out about this because when we were working long hours at the office,
it's just plain free TV.
Yeah, I'm not like the hugest sports fan, but I do follow sports and the basketball.
What the fuck
like
is wrong with you?
Right, that's what I said.
I don't know.
The NBA playoffs were on, and they're like, "Oh, you're not watching it?" And I was like, "No, I'm at work." They're like, "Oh, you can watch that at channelsurfing.net," and I was like, "Is it like a post?" Recorded game.
What the fuck is this shit?
It's just fucking live TV, dude.
Yeah. It's Cartoon Network live.
Yeah.
What?
So at first, I thought it was an aggregate
of
stuff that was already online. Because all those networks are online already. Cartoon Network, ABC, CW. Right. But turn it on, it's just in the middle of a show.
Yeah.
It's like it's what they're broadcasting right now.
Okay, it's not actually loading right now, though. Whatever.
You're about to kill the internet.
Probably. I cut it off just in case.
Well,
Coldjammer, Eli wants to know who Eli's favorite is for the HR Derby. What's that, like a...
What?
The what? Oh,
like
the home run.
Is it like a horse thing?
Yes. No, I actually...
Is that where they race lemurs?
Yes.
Okay.
They actually, they put on big giant heads of like other cartoon characters and they just run around.
Oh, wow.
You know?
These are sports
exciting.
I would watch.
But...
And they don't know what to do with all these lemurs. They're everywhere.
I actually don't know who...
And he can't do his job.
Oh, I don't know who's in the home run derby, so I don't have a favorite. I just like watching it for the entertainment value of maybe somebody will pull a muscle or some guy will hit a home run line drive to one of the kids out in the
outfield.
You
watch it like NASCAR? You watch it hoping that it's going to explode at some point?
Pretty much.
Like, why don't the baseballs explode?
It's like, come on, why hasn't nothing happened yet?
Yeah, so I don't know how they get away with this. I mean, I'm sure they won't for long, but it's just free TV. It's mostly sports, but...
Yeah, so I'll never look at it again.
There's just
There's
all of ABC, all of Discovery,
Cartoon Network,
Speaking of Discovery, did you ever watch their little six-part miniseries you're doing right now, When We Left Earth?
I've seen some of it.
That is the most fascinating fucking shit ever.
No, I'm thinking of Mars Rising. I have not watched when we left Earth.
Because I'm downloading all of that in HD right now.
Go for it.
I don't really have anything to say about it.
Why don't you leave Earth, Dick?
You know, if I could, I would.
If you don't like America, why don't you just go ahead and leave Earth?
Go to the moon. Except we own that, too.
Sweet.
God, I hope there's oil on the moon. Because I'm going to drill the shit out of that motherfucker. I'm going to tap that bitch dry until it just implodes like a fucking spent volleyball. Just like a shriveled husk of a moon.
How often have you spent a volleyball?
I think I meant beach ball.
Yeah, that doesn't make a whole lot.
What's the difference?
What? Don't you play cricket?
What?
I don't know.
He plays real cricket. I play bum paddle.
No, we eat crickets in Mexico.
They eat cricket kebabs.
What?
So,
what was that, bum paddle, like in Arrested Development?
Yeah, bum paddle. And then real cricket was the opposite of bum paddling. Where are you going?
Oh, give me a drink while you're up.
Hey, take a shit in a bag for me while you're taking a shit. Hey, wait, no. That's like stuff that has... That's... What are you... Okay, go ahead. God damn it. That's a box of pure Colombian cocaine. Don't... I mean, it's nothing. It's actually what hard drives came in.
Whatever.
It's a box like for hard drives.
Is that where hard drives are born?
Uh-oh. Dead.
I dislike the new midget stand. Hurts my neck.
We're back. Bum, bum, bum. Okay. So next thing. This holds very little interest for me, but do you guys want to talk about E3 at all?
No.
But you were talking about it before we hit record.
No, I wasn't.
Josh does.
Well, Josh does.
I didn't say I wanted to. I just asked if you had been following it.
Well, is there anything exciting?
Microsoft had a...
Also, you don't have to swallow your mic.
Yeah, I know, but it's the only way I can actually hear myself back. So, suck it.
All right, back up a little bit.
No.
I'm going to turn you up.
Hello.
Back up? Or talk?
Hello. Hey, I can... Kind of, that's weird.
Me too.
Whatever.
No.
Anyway.
Boo. Oh, yeah, that's better.
You're too far up on yours, too.
Well, then I'll stand
E3.
Back.
I learned it from watching you.
Oh, God.
Yeah, there, check that shit out.
All right.
Me too.
E3. Go.
Yeah.
Anything?
I don't know. Microsoft had their massive press conference today. They're completely replacing the Xbox 360 front end, which is weird.
Yeah, he showed it to me. It looks like Nintendo made it. And then Nintendo made it.
To be fair, it looks like Apple made it.
Except with Miis.
Right, but Miis aren't the front end.
So anyway. You don't have to have that.
Jesus.
Oh my God. I'm good.
Playing
I'm
with
good.
The volumes.
I'm good right
we
now.
Should totally do this before the show sometime.
Hey, get here on
time.
So,
I told you I was going to be late.
I saw the dashboard, and it looks less like I'm on a spaceship in the future and more like Apple and Nintendo made a baby.
I don't really have a problem with that, though.
No, that's fine, but the thing that pisses me off is they're going to stream Netflix to it.
Yeah.
And they're still not streaming Netflix on Macs, which...
Right.
Bugger shit. That's ridiculous.
You should have got a 360 when you had the chance.
They're going down in price.
When I had the chance?
I don't really know what that means.
Like, they don't have them anymore?
Yeah.
Well, I certainly wouldn't get a live account.
Too bad.
Well,
you would also have to have a live account to get your free Netflix streaming, so...
They're doing a price drop on the 360.
That is true.
I still don't have any job or any money.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate.
Yeah.
But
IGNconsue.com.
Yeah, check that out. Buy some shit.
Yes, this is live.
So yeah, Microsoft was like, hey, check our new shit out. And then Square was like, hey, check out Final Fantasy 13. It's on the Xbox before the PS3. And about a million fanboys exploded.
Yeah, it's pretty big news.
And cried out and then were silenced.
Yes.
Oh, and just to address Gallipoli or whoever that is in the forums, paying for live is pretty much the best thing you can ever do.
Why?
Because it's better than anything else has ever been.
Xbox Live?
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I don't care.
Xbox Live
I don't use it.
I don't know why I pay for it, to be honest. I mean, I know why I pay for it, because it is awesome, but why? I mean, I don't know why I need to pay for it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Why does it actually cost money?
Yeah, PS3 is going to come out with...
Suck, right?
Theirs has sucked for years, and they're not getting any better.
They're going to start having... They're going to start allowing downloading movies.
Fucking needle came out of my Wii and tried to take blood when I tried to sign up for their online shit. And
yeah.
Like, fuck this.
I don't.
It's
I've
like
never
put
used...
in the first 1,000 characters of Pi. And I'm like, no.
I've never used. I've only used the Wii for connecting to friends, but I've never actually bought anything from their store or any of their crap.
My Wii has bought some from the store.
My Wii's been in a box for about 2 years.
Yeah, that's mine's been on a shelf. I turned it on for Mario Galaxy.
You have so many Wii games, and I look at them and I'm like, none of these are even playable.
Yeah, those are all like shit from the first week whenever it was supposed to be the second coming of Christ.
Right. Too bad. And it was the first coming of Wii, which is boring.
Yeah.
Except for Wii Sports, which was actually worth the $250.
Okay, yeah, there's shit going on.
So
E3
talk is not exciting. No one gives a fuck. It's over.
It was cool for me, but I really don't have the energy to talk about it.
We're in the industry, but I mean,
no one fucking cares. Everyone hates everything.
Mm. I don't care either. E3 is so draining.
I've made a huge mistake. I'm going to go to these internet links. If anybody listening live wants to go to the post with the questions for episode 21, internet links are way at the bottom in the comments. Number one, this is more video game shit. I don't care about Activision and Blizzard are merging. Is that cool? Is that bad? I don't care.
That already happened, didn't it?
It's like Ford and Jaguar getting together.
They're the same company.
Exactly.
Okay. That's what a merger is, Eli. It's when two companies become one.
Well, what I'm saying is...
It's like doing it for companies.
This is the same thing.
When one company loves another company
very
much.
Very, very much.
Yeah.
They special hug?
Yes.
They special hug surprise sex with a lot of paperwork.
Whoa.
Instead of an exchange of fluids, there's an exchange of stock options.
But you can still get herpes.
And then they make a new baby.
It's like, what's all this on my back? Paperwork.
Whatever.
So yeah, go Activision and or Blizzard, whoever came
right,
out on
next.
I was really hoping they were going to call themselves Blacktivision.
Blacktivision.
But that didn't happen.
The bad motherfucking video game company that won't cop out. Blacktivision.
Waka chicka, waka chicka, waka chicka, waka chicka. Bounce. He's a renegade cop on the edge of space in a time before man. He is Black Vision.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Keeping it real.
Starring a black puppet.
Speaking of Black Division. Guy Ritchie's making a Sherlock Holmes movie.
What?
With Iron Man as Holmes.
I'll watch it.
Robert Downey Jr. And Iron Man, I mean, Holmes was a coke addict too.
Really?
Yeah, sure, he's got reference.
That's interesting.
He's a good Iron Man.
I would have guessed opium.
Because of the whores. And he's a good Holmes because of the cocaine.
Oh.
Wait, so he's Mexican?
Cocaine!
I do cocaine! You are totally tipping over my drink, Jesus Christ.
Awesome.
This is bad.
This is awesome.
What up, Holmes?
And then they're making another Sherlock Holmes, a comedy with Will Ferrell.
What?
As Watson.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, I got to find that link. I don't remember who's playing Holmes, but Will Ferrell, I think, is playing Watson.
What up, Holmes?
Okay. Wait, you did not just say that.
Yeah, I did.
Wow, it took me a second to get that.
High five to myself.
What the fuck is with your mooch of table? Look at your giant box action here. This is ridiculous.
I would prefer the old mic stand back so I could do this without the thing here. And
buy a good one.
Shut up.
Number next.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah. This is actually pretty cool. We talked about this like 5 podcasts ago, how the Weinstein Company wasn't going to release the Star Wars Fanboys movie, Fanboys, because it featured cancer and cancer is sad.
Wait, what?
Remember that? You don't remember this at all? You blocked it out?
I may have.
Fanboys is about people that are, their friend is dying of cancer.
Oh, right.
But episode
right,
one
right.
hasn't come out yet, so they sneak into you know, the Skywalker Ranch, steal it.
Right.
And they were like, no, say he's got a cold. They're like, why would you be so desperate? Okay, it's shelved. You're fucked.
That's awful.
So after 2 years of fighting, they got their movie back, and they get to release it how they want to. That's all. That's just cool. That's a good triumph.
Yeah, except that the little guy.
It's glorifying
cancer.
A movie, a cancer, number one, and a terrible movie.
Cancer
number
rocks.
Two.
I love cancer.
Anything paying tribute
Delicious.
To
it's the same. They're hand in hand.
It'd
the
be
same.
Backwards. It would be a guy that had seen episode one, and so they're trying to go get him cancer so he can die.
Yeah, before he actually gets released.
Before he has to watch episode two.
Yeah, it's a guy that's really enthusiastic about seeing the prequels and like, no, we gotta get this guy cancer. How do you give someone cancer? They keep trying to trick him into sleeping near power lines and stuff.
They
Why
just
do I have to sleep here.
They
guys?
Put sweet and low on everything.
Right. There's a lot of sweet and low guys. Shut up. Eat your taco. I mean, it's like a lot of sweet and low guys. Shut the fuck up. Donnie. I don't know his name.
Wakes up in a bed of ice and his lungs have been replaced with cancer lungs.
Cancer lungs. They actually find...
Dial 911.
Yeah, they find removed cancer lungs and put them in him.
Yeah.
They're like, good news is you have cancer lungs. Wait.
The
bad
news is you also have emphysema.
It's all good news. Bad news is they were for a girl.
Yeah. Good news, they came from a homeless guy. So, yeah. Hey, one less homeless guy.
Wow. Hey, you know, actually, that's...
Why don't we start harvesting them for organs?
I don't know why. You know, put them to work.
Good, socially aware point.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Number next. I'm not even going to talk about this. I'm just going to mention it. They're making a show called Boldly Going Nowhere.
What? Oh.
Which is a mid-season replacement on Fox. All these words are bad about mid-season Fox. A sci-fi comedy.
Oh, God. It's fucking failed already.
Bad. But written by It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia people.
What? No, I'm confused.
My nipples are hard.
How can they write anything that would actually air on Fox?
The Futon Critic was lucky enough to read the script for an episode and says that, yes, it really is It's Always Sunny in Space, full of selfish idiots who pretty much ruin their own lives and the lives of others in every episode.
I'm really confused by that. But I may have to watch
Star Trek?
It's Star Trek.
Ruin each other's lives in space?
Yeah.
Which was every episode of Star Trek?
No.
Hey, let's go check that out.
Oh, shit. We shouldn't have done that.
That's a good idea.
Oh, shit. We killed a dude.
Turns out we don't have that one thing to stay alive from those people.
So when I started watching Voyager again, just, you know.
Because you hate yourself?
This is your comfort zone.
Hey, just keep talking.
Hang on. Here's my Josh impression. So anyway, microphone. It's been a long time. Microphone, I love you.
Hey, you know what? I miss it.
So I'm just going to put a bigger foam thing on it that forces you to be like 6 inches back. Man, this foam thing's huge. So I was watching Voyager and all right, they get tossed 70,000 light years away from home. Just fucking go home. Stop stopping. And fucking with shit.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They're like, Captain, we got a distress call from a space bazooka that's pointed at us that says trap on it. What should we do? Investigate, Tuvok. Let's go.
Let's make sure it says trap.
Warp everything.
Your Janeway impression is flawless.
Maybe it says track.
7 of 9.
As in track me.
Remove your implants.
Yeah.
Put them on my noonie. Anyway.
It's vaguely Dr. Girlfriend-ish mixed with Janeway.
So then there's an episode like in season 3 where they find this holodeck program that nobody knew about where it's a simulation. What would happen in the early days if Chakotay had taken over the ship?
And
the best part is he takes over the ship and it's just one of those fuck you episodes where it's like, let's get on the holodeck and go crazy.
Woo.
And so they all play out the scenario, but the best thing is Chakotay's speech. All right, goddammit. We're taking this fucking ship and we are going home. If we hear a distress call, we are going home. If we see a fucking planet going supernova, we're going home. If someone hails us, we're going to blow them up and go home and steal their technology. We're fucking going home. And I was like, yes, you get it. Kill that bitch. Throw her in a fucking airlock. Rosalind, that whore. And steal that ship. You Native American golden god, you. Just take them all.
Can you carjack like a spaceship like that?
Hey, can I borrow some? Get the fuck out of the ship! Shut up! Get the fuck out of the ship! No, I don't want
to.
Shut up!
It's cold outside.
Shut up! Get in the airlock! Can I keep my cell phone? The fuck up! My baby's in the back of the ship!
Wow, the baby dies in the
ship.
Toss
the baby out the airlock.
No, they leave the baby and then grows up to not knowing who their mother was.
You know, Janeway is the kind of bitch that wouldn't like leave a baby in a spaceship with the windows rolled up.
Yeah, totally.
Like in the parking lot of a Walgreens.
Right. That would be awesome if it a spaceship shows up in front of a Walgreens.
Janeway double parks in handicapped spots.
You guys have like the big extra wide pads.
She needs room for her hair.
Yeah. Yeah. She actually has a handicap certificate because of it.
Because of the hair or the pads?
Because she's top heavy.
She's liable to fall over. She's wobbly. She has inertial dampeners installed in it. The captain's hair is always traveling at warp. just so she can somehow maintain equilibrium. It has to move faster than lighter. It topples. I don't know. The doctor's like, Captain, 7 of 9's Borg implants might actually be able to keep your hair from crushing the universe. I don't care. But we could harness the power of your hair to get home. Shut up.
That doesn't make sense.
Make me a jelly sandwich. The doctor's like, Captain, we could get home if we could get some of 7 of 9's vaginal implants, her nanoprobes from her vagina. I have a pocket full. Take them. Here.
That would be really disturbing.
I just happen to have a Ziploc baggie full of them. Don't ask why. Cease your questioning. Holographic doctor.
Can you shoot a hologram out the airlock?
Why didn't he... she walks in one day and he's standing there going, Computer, increase size by 2 centimeters. Interesting. Computer, increase size... Oh, go ahead, Captain! He's just making his dick bigger. He's like, Computer, add a 4th testicle. Interesting.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Interesting parameters.
Hmm.
Doctor, are you monkeying with your program? You're fired. You're such a bitch. All right, next.
What's next?
I don't know. Was that the end of the internet? No, we're almost done. All right, we're an hour in. We're doing pretty good.
Woo!
Next. Oh, me and Eli watched the Halo Kid video before you got here.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
You've seen that, right?
I've seen it.
All right.
He's awesome.
I was this kid. I made these suits, but not with that level of accuracy.
Right.
But I didn't have a million people have access to it.
Right.
Fuck, I did shit more embarrassing than Star Wars Kid.
Well, sure.
But the whole world didn't see it.
Right.
Too bad.
I made a Rocketeer outfit. But these kids, like... you cock the cardboard gun, and then the spit shells fly out of it.
Yeah, hold on. Whoa, let's go back.
You made a Rocketeer outfit?
We talked about this. Oh, you weren't here. We talked about that already.
Oh.
Yeah, I made a Rocketeer helmet out of cardboard.
Just the helmet with the little thing going back?
And I made a, I took 2 3-liter Coke bottles and made a jetpack. It was fucking
nice. Dude, if you Diet Coke and Mentos, you might have actually got off the ground.
They didn't have that yet.
Yeah.
The internet was a prerequisite for that. But this kid... He's made like a working Master Chief suit out of cardboard and box tape.
Yeah. It was very impressive, though.
The guns are amazing.
The guns are frighteningly accurate.
They shoot lasers.
And the best part is, like, right at the beginning of the video, he picks up a machine gun, and then he does that little quick squat thing where he's teabagging his fallen opponents.
Hang on. We were talking about this, too. He reenacts every motion of the game characters with, like, pinpoint accuracy. It's way too good.
Really disturbing.
Yeah, it's...
You almost wonder if he was in the mocap suit for doing that.
The costume is not what terrifies me. It's completely accurate representation of their movements.
Yeah.
Fucking scary.
Like, if you blur your eyes a little bit, you basically are watching Master Chief. It's very disturbing.
And you can see the schooner.
I'll answer both...
it's a sailboat.
I'll answer both Greg's and Cool Jammer's questions. Yes, I made a Rocketeer outfit, and yes, I fought Nazis. And that's all I can say about that. Howard Hughes doesn't let me say anything else. Can't talk.
Whatever.
I keep his head alive
Black
in a jar.
Light.
What? Next. Last. Oh, this is good, because this reminds me of Death Clock. But it's true. Let's see. Where is this thing?
Oh my god, those chips are delicious.
It's like a burst of flavor in your mouth.
It is.
What kind of chips are they?
This segment's been brought to you by Fritos.
Flavor chips.
Honey barbecue.
Okay, more than 2 dozen people in Moscow were partially blinded by lasers at a rave.
That's awesome!
Prepare the laser beam. We're gonna use it tonight. So, they all have retinal burns, scarring is visible, loss of vision... as high as 80%, and regaining sight is already impossible.
Oh my god!
They were lasers that were supposed to be pointed at the sky that would have, like, shone for miles. And they shot them out into the crowd and burned their eyeballs out.
Oh my god, I love Russia so much!
That's the
oh my god! That is so metal!
What's the best story I've heard all day?
Why can't they? Why didn't the KGB mobilize that technology against us?
Yeah, no shit. Fucking point that shit at your army.
That's probably where that came from.
It's probably not even
they
a...
They probably bought it from the KGB. They're like, hey, we're having a...
That's
like
a good point.
Like a sale.
That's sort of a non, that that's sort of a non-lethal weapon. Mount that on a Hummer and fucking drive through Baghdad, blinding everybody. I mean, at least you're not dead.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Only completely debilitated.
Yeah. Does that mean that all
We've
raves...
We've already done that.
All raves, like, revolve around old Star Wars stuff from the Cold War? Like, in order for in order like for them to get fog
Patriot
in the room?
Yeah, like, they've got Sputnik amount, like mounted to a hoist of some kind,
and
shooting
like,
lasers
it,
at people.
Well, no, I was going to say Sputnik just has a bunch of little mirrors on it. It's now like a disco ball. Like
it's beeping. It's actually doing the beat. It's
like, yeah. And then they have, like, they've got, like, rockets that just, like, start to launch to get the smoke in the room because
the
they can't.
Machine.
Yeah, the fog machine. There's all kinds of things that they can
engage
used.
The engines.
One ping, Priscilla.
They just they cable tie it to the ground.
One ping,
and then just kind of sits there and waves.
I'm
back
Russian.
And forth.
I'm a Spaniard from Spain. Swords, swords. So, okay. Internet.
I will not eat cat poop.
Halfway point of the show, and by halfway I mean it's been an hour of a 3-hour show.
This, wow.
This is part 7 of
You're
the trilogy.
Awesome in math.
Well, because it would be good if it was a 2-hour show, but it's not going to be.
Yeah, it never is.
There's no way.
Pinch poke, you owe me a Coke.
What? What?
Never mind.
I think you drank one of my sodas already, so. Hey,
so?
At this point in the show, with no comments from Josh or Eli, I'd like to remind our viewers and listeners of a couple of ways they can help support Hijinks and Sue. Number one. Head on over to hijinksandsue.com/experiment and read up on how Hijinks and Sue is my full-time job, and I'm trying to make a living at it, and you can help make the dream a reality. Number two, head on over to Vault, V-A-U-L-T, .hijinksandsue.com and check out some of the premium content for donators. Desktop wallpapers, post shows of the podcast, including tonight's post show, will be at vault.hijinksandsue.com. There's probably about 4 of those up there. There's about 5 or 6 desktop wallpapers. There's behind-the-scenes art, making-of type things. It's kind of like DVD commentary for webcomics. So check that out. And another way you can support Hijinks and Sue, as of this exact moment, as of last night actually, head on over to hijinksandsuestore.com, which is brand new, and features currently all the merchandise in the old Hijinks and Sue store, but in a much nicer interface, easier to check out. And then as of maybe tomorrow, which would be Tuesday, what day would that be? The 15th, you're going to be able to buy prints of any comic in the Hijinks and Sue archive, signed by me. And you'll also be able to buy custom artwork such as avatars. Like I would actually make a avatar based on your delicious face and send it to you. And, a couple other things that are, they'll be coming up this week. So check that out. HijinksandSueStore.com, Vault.HijinksandSue.com. Oh, and based on a reader comment, actually, I'm going to be adding a feature. If you do want to sort of subscribe to the Vault without having to remember every month, you'll be able to make like a monthly automatic thing through PayPal if you so desire. Let's see. What else? What else? That's it. Let's move on to the mail sack.
Wow, that's impressive. You know, actually, if anyone out there has seen Avenue Q, you will know the reason why it's good to give money to other people.
Why?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
See, there's a valuable lesson to be learned here.
There is.
Because they have to fuck you afterwards?
No. What? No.
What? All I'm saying is I'm not sucking anybody's dick. Give me money. I'll keep making comics. I ain't fucking anybody.
Not even for Coke?
I should for comics.
Oh.
We're not anyway. Talking... Delicious powder. We're talking webcomic. So anyway.
Nose
can you get some
candy.
Better music on the channel here?
Let's deal sure. Drugs.
Again?
Ladies and gentlemen. Coming in on the main
coming
stage.
Coming in on the main stage.
Is Mailsack.
He's the one they call Dr. Mailsack.
He's the one that, he's the one that answers all your questions. He's the one that called out the mouse head. He's gonna be my internet's town.
That's wonderful.
Don't forget to put your questions on the forum post.
Ow!
Wait, so actually it's like, ow, ow. Write your questions on a dollar bill and slip up in Mail Sack's G-string. And then when he's at home crying into his pillow, he'll read them and think about them, ladies and gentlemen. Because it's a very sad life, what we do here. Okay. Maily, maily, mail sack, maily, maily, mail. That's the lyric to the theme song.
No, Dram, I do not wear the G-string.
For the love just God, stop eating asking. Your microphone. Stop but it. Just fucking no. stop it. And I think he'll be quick to point out that it's Drom. Like drama. Like sorry. So the drama.
Drom.
So the dramedy.
What?
Josh, can you're a dramedy queen. That's what you are.
No,
now.
No.
Dramedy queen. You know, because you like TV. Anyway.
That was just the lamest fucking.
This is from Turtles
know.
Penguins, number one. Pew. Kind of a generic question. It's which podcast do you guys listen to?
Did
which
you
podcast
just
do you guys listen to? Which podcasts do you guys
I listen to the
to.
The Red October has its own podcast.
It's the One Ping Pasilli podcast.
Yeah, it's the
the One Ping cast.
Hello, I am Pasilli, and
the One Ping
this
cast.
Is my One Ping cast. I am joined by
there's Russian marches in the
background. Actually, okay. I'm not joined by anyone.
Only the name of that joke was funny.
Yeah,
and I almost just spit Dr. Pepper all over
it's
the mic.
It's broadcast from 40 fathoms
Montana?
Deep.
Right.
In an ocean in Montana, yes.
Yeah.
In the middle of the sure. Pacific Ocean in Montana. Whatever.
I've listened to some of the Penny Arcade podcasts. They're kind of all right.
Well, the ones where they're making the comic?
Yeah.
What's that called? Downloadable content? Or they call it...
I don't know. The only
it is kind of funny to hear.
Is it like 2 hours of them arguing?
No. Well,
as opposed to this?
I don't know.
No, they're pretty short, from anywhere between 30 to maybe an hour, but usually under an hour.
Dude, I'll say this. Penny Arcade, despite the fact that they're two guys, which somehow has to decrease at least somehow the workload, I don't know. I'm sure they have a lot more going on than just comics, whatever. They do what I do, but like well. Like I can't do a 6 week buffer. Like people that do story comics, they try and get a month ahead. They'll have 4 weeks of comics waiting to go, and then if they have to go do something, they're okay. But all my stuff is like, here's what... Where'd the music go?
It's playing.
Fix it.
It's playing.
All my stuff is like, here's what happened this week. So I can't do it 2 weeks in advance.
Right.
But I end up doing it like the night before, usually.
Uh-huh.
They do theirs the day before. Fucking Mike Krahulik. I mean, his art's really good. It's really good. It, from a comic standpoint... It's very clean. It's very well composed. His characters are very well drawn. He does that shit in like two and a half hours.
Yeah.
It takes me 6-7 maybe to do one of mine.
You'll get faster.
You need to get faster.
Yeah.
Really, boss?
I talked to the shareholders.
and
we all agree that you need to
Wait,
start getting
are we
faster.
The shareholders?
We're not talking about your wardrobe. We're talking about your job here. This is a sexual harassment commercial waiting to happen.
Right. Yeah, okay, so...
Wait, no, this is like this scene in Batman at the end. You walk in and you voted me off the board, and I'm like, really? Really? You voted me off, huh? Because I built this company. All right, whatever. I just fucking bought you all out. Cocksuckers, get out. You're fired.
Oh, and in Batman.
Oh, and...
out the window. Suck it! I forgot the utility bag.
Yeah, he's dead. And they're like, okay, so any other business? It's moving on.
So then Alfred's the new Batman. He's all old and trying to, I'll say.
Oh, P.S. I made Morgan Freeman president. Peace.
Batman.
I love Huey Lewis in the news.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I murdered people with a chainsaw. So,
God, I fucking love that movie. American Psycho is like my favorite movie of all time.
Oh, I should stop living and go watch that right now.
It's
so good.
Just come over.
It's on here. It's on here. I ripped it. Giant high quality rip.
I have it.
Not
on,
with that computer.
I have
four.
It on Blu-ray, motherfucker.
The investors have sent.
That's a work machine. You call me into your office and you're like, so I hear you've got personal stuff on your work machine.
We're going to have that removed. IT is asking you have that. IT?
IT? Who's IT? Is Josh IT? What the fuck?
Of course I'm IT. No, actually, I'm the one that like fucks with everything on your machine every time
actually,
I touch
I'm
it.
Actually, I'm IT, and I have to tell myself to remove it.
Mm-mm. You can't have this connected to your personal network.
No.
Podcasts. I listen to Webcomics Weekly, which just recently moved over to Libsyn. I think it's www.libsyn.org. I don't know where they moved it to, but that's done by Scott Kurtz, Dave Kellett, Brad Kiger, and Chris Straub. And it's sometimes about webcomics, and mostly it's just kind of funny. So I enjoy it. Number two, I also occasionally listen to This Week in Tech. I like Leo Laporte, but I typically hate everyone he brings on. Because it's like angry people yelling about like whether or not fucking Microsoft's going to buy Google or buy Yahoo or some shit. And it's just boring. Crap. But I like Leo. I've always liked Leo. And that's roughly it.
I listen to the Hijinks and Sue podcast.
I do too, unfortunately.
No, yeah. Actually I don't. I was just trying to
I do.
I stopped doing
Do you never
that.
Listen to it?
I used to.
I do it when I draw. Like if I haven't
here.
Heard it.
Oh.
Yeah, but you don't know
See, the thing, if
how
I'm,
awesome it was till you're at home, right?
Well, if I'm at home and I, you know, need to fill time, I'm watching shit that I downloaded.
Like, what if you're taking a dump for 3 hours?
No,
that's right. You do that during the podcast.
I yeah, that's, anyway. So I don't really listen to podcasts at all.
Yeah, I knew that. About
except
you.
For occasionally B-Talk, which
is that a 4chan thing?
No.
Oh. What is it?
No, that is run by the Bears.
Oh,
up in
okay.
Minneapolis.
I thought it was like a slash B talk or something. I was no. Like, no, don't listen to 4chan podcasts. Come on.
No, I would never do that.
The Wall Street Journal just profiled fucking 4chan.
Wow.
Look it up on everyone.
Oh my God.
Google Wall Street Journal 4chan, and they're like, they're called memes, and 4chan, the 4chans creates them all.
Right.
On nets.
It's 4chan and Something Awful together are the like
they're
half
the
internet.
Is,
it's terrifying.
The weird thing is they don't mention Something Awful at all. They mention 4chan, they mention LOL Cats, they mention some other thing. But the funny thing is, 4chan started at by a 15-year-old who got mommy's credit card and permission to host a website.
Awesome.
And it gets like 3.5 million page views a month. But he's having a really hard time making, like, a good business out of it. Because he's probably, like, I don't know, probably like 20 now.
Sure.
Because he's, like, his advertisers are like, listen, two things. Pro side for 4chan. Pro, 3.5 million people.
That's a lot
That's
of people.
Good stuff.
That's a lot of people.
Con side.
They're the worst people on the planet.
That and gigantic photos of what we understand are gaping assholes with things photoshopped coming in or out of them, sometimes
right,
both.
Both, right. Sometimes then other assholes.
Also in the con column.
That's a recursive
image. Is the flagrant racism and sexism and proliferation of rape.
Right.
Abundance of rape content.
Just hatred in general.
Hatred. It's malice.
You could call it a hate site.
Yeah, it's more like it's between you guys and white supremacists, and then we realize we can't tell the difference.
It's
so,
like haternet.
It is. Something Awful and 4chan make up the haternet.
Hate.
So they're... Never mind. I love everyone on the internet. So, Bill points out, go to his comment, that there's a gigantic thread on the hijinksandsue.com/forum about people's favorite podcasts. There's lots of good recommendations there. Check that out. I need more, actually, because I like to listen to something kind of as background noise when I draw. I've been turning on Rev 3 and Revision 3 and just playing some of their video stuff in the background, but I don't know. I don't do a lot. Next.
Pew!
From Drom. Congrats on the full frontal nudity in the last cast. I think he's talking about Josh's nipple.
Does that count as full frontal?
It's on your fronty.
I didn't know that nipple was bad.
Did we really see that much of it? I mean, it was kind of like the Bigfoot photo. Like, it happened really fast.
Right.
It was really blurry.
Is there really any proof it ever happened?
Exactly.
Muttonhead says on the chat here, Hulu Arrested Development. Yeah, I did that while drawing and then got through all three seasons quickly.
Yeah.
Like, the episodes are 22 minutes. I was watching 9 at a time.
Yeah. And
I should start over.
That is why the comic goes up at like 7 p.m.
No, it just takes me hours to do it. Anyway. When's my performance review?
I haven't talked to the other investors.
Yeah. Okay. You're not actually going to get one. We fixed
I deserve one.
We fixed the glitch. So you just keep doing
it
this.
It should take care of itself.
All I want is a review. I just want to know how I'm
you'll
doing.
Probably stop receiving checks.
I just want to know how I'm doing. I've already stopped receiving checks. That's not a problem.
Good. Then I think we're clear.
God. Oh, my God. Lexi Geek. Oh, hey, it's Lexi Geek over from SaveHiatus.com.
Hi,
check
Lexi
those guys
Geek.
Out. They did an awesome guest post for me when I was away at a funeral, and they also do a damn fine webcomic at SaveHiatus.com. He says, how do you draw and watch at the same time? I can't. What I do is, since I'm using a Wacom Cintiq, I draw on the Cintiq, and I put the video on the MacBook Pro, and then I don't watch it. I just listen, because I've seen all the episodes 100 times.
Hmm.
If you're gonna still do that, makes me laugh so hard.
If you're going to do that, you might as well. What I do when I'm working long hours is I go to,
listen to a movie.com.
Yeah.
And that's what I do. I mean, I've seen all these movies hundreds of times. I'll like listen
do
to
you high listen to Predator?
Yes, actually.
It's like 2 hours. Like,
you know, because I'm like, as I'm sitting there working, because usually we're drawing or making textures or building 3D models.
Or smoking and, then, and like, not doing anything.
Right. So as we're doing that,
we're beating off. Right.
As we're doing that,
that's my version of smoking.
Yeah. I'll be working. And
wait,
then,
so Gearbox has a smoking corner and like a jerk off corner.
It's,
everyone
it's,
walks
it's more
out
of a circle jerk.
Dick.
Yeah. And like, I'll tell you what.
You
got
any lube?
It's a right. really bad day when
well,
we get
the little cookie on the floor. So
can I bump some lube?
It's a really, yeah. it's right. a really, really go. Sad cool. day when we mix those corners up. Right. Smokers go over there and they're like, is that shit flammable?
Whoa.
I thought you wanted a light.
Hang on a second. Hang on, guys.
Cigarette goes
this
out.
Isn't cool. I'm covered in your semen, and this is just not cool. Hang on. Yeah, I'm going to go talk to HR.
That's just inappropriate.
Well, we don't like the smell of your smoke. So.
Well, I don't like the smell of your semen.
You're gross. You're the bad one, smoker. Take your dirty smoke lungs out
of
here. You
have to do it 25 feet from
well,
any door
clearly,
entrance.
The smokers would be demonized in that case. And the not the...
Right. And like in,
not the,
in the
fragrant,
HR review.
Flagrant masturbators.
Yeah. They're like, the HR person's like, well, Denise is there. And she's like, hang on. Did your smoke caused him to lose his erection? And he, by OSHA standards, he gets 3 8-minute masturbation breaks a day in designated masturbation areas.
Why is OSHA involved in this? Like, know. OSHA would come in and say, like, you need to wear these...
protective cups.
Protective, like, yeah, earpieces and
well,
glasses.
They make you wear the wristband for the repetitive
right,
stress injuries.
Right, right. Which all nerds' wrists are automatically throbbing anyway, so... Right.
Mine's from Guitar Hero, I swear. That's
mm-hmm.
just
they're
that.
Like, they're like, Josh, the muscles that make your fingers do a clamping motion on your left hand are incredibly developed. The rest of your body is a doughy sack of shit, but that one piece of your forearm is like a He-Man.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
My fingers were only longer. I could actually play the guitar.
The smokers just resent that the smoking has, like, made their dicks limp, and they can't join the fun that all the other guys are having.
What, yeah. It, like, yellows their dicks?
Yes. Actually, some guy comes over and he's like jerking off, and he's like, he's got brown fingertips, and they're like, traitor! It's a smoker! Squirt him! I don't know. They all turn on him like a funnel. It's like, God! They'll fire, you know, they'll focus their
yeah,
streams. They'll cross the streams.
Don't cross the
oh.
streams.
That's a
it's
lot
not gay
of...
if the balls don't touch.
The dude abides.
All right. Was that an answer to a question?
What were we talking about?
Oh, we never got past the first three words. Full frontal nudity in the last cast. Which I missed because I'm stealing Wi-Fi on the run. Blah, 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 blah. I was thinking
wait,
about...
on the run?
Is this is a Star like... Trek question. Denise isn't here. Thinking about Betazoids, and my question is, if you could read minds, what would you do with the ability? And what would suck model diesel balls about it? That's a good one.
Wow.
What the fuck is that? Mind reading.
Lotto.
Mind reading.
Lotto.
How does that help you with the lotto?
I...
No one's mind knows the numbers. Picked at random.
Yeah, you'll have to forgive Eli. He's retarded.
Oh, right.
That's... And doesn't understand the rules of the game.
So if I had this...
When a retard reads minds, it doesn't make it any more clear.
So I would have the ability, but I would stare at the machine that kicks out the tickets, and I'd be like, I can't hear it. Let me in, robot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
He's reading the balls that are still in the machine.
Yeah. All he hears is like thoughts, buy something and get out, cocksucker. Get the fuck out of my store.
Get out of my store.
I hate you. You are a piece of shit. Asshole. Fuck you. Then you realize he's talking to a baby behind you. Get the fuck out, piece of shit.
The baby asks for Marlboro Lights.
Right.
If I had that, I would go to the World Series of Poker and just fuck with people. Like, even though, like,
not
I don't
project thoughts, read thoughts, no, Eli. You're so unfocused.
No, you don't know what you're talking
about.
Joel.
I'm wanting to waste ability because, yeah, I don't know what cards are going to be coming out.
Sure,
but if
you
I
still
know
what other people are holding,
right? If I know what other people are holding, they're like, oh man, I gotta have to play this smooth or whatever. I'm gonna just like fuck with them back and then be like, no, I fold. Just like every time.
Well,
no,
you basically have to, whenever you know that your shitty cards are going to win or that they could, you get them to bluff out. And then you show them your cards afterwards every time so they feel bad about it.
Right. And be like, oh.
You're over my head with this.
Yeah, sorry.
I don't know what either of you are
talking
about.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Is this sports?
Yeah, I forgot you're not into the Olympics.
The Olympics of poker?
Yeah.
What are we talking about again?
Mind reading, jackass. Even I remember that.
Oh. I went to a baseball game this weekend, and I think they played baseball.
Is that the one where they have like the stick thing and then
I just sat there
swing and it?
It was nice. Stadium was nice. The food was good.
Oh, you went to Dell Stadium.
Uh huh.
You were in Round Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a lot of fun actually. I know negative nothing about baseball. I didn't know which team we were rooting for.
Nice.
And things would happen, and I'd be like. Yeah, wait, is that good or bad? Yay, team, go baseball.
You're rooting for the Routers?
What? The Dell Routers.
Is that actually
the Dell IP switches?
Are you shitting me?
No, but they
play at Dell. It's
Dell.
It's right next door to the Dell.
Yeah, Dell's in Round Rock, and they brought so much to the city that they basically started building highways and shit so its employees could get to Dell.
Right.
Like, Michael Dell is stroking checks for, like, state infrastructure.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
Sure.
Did that answer the question?
What are we talking about?
Mind reading.
Oh, right.
I can. So I don't really have any reference.
I don't know. The only thing I would use it for is whenever I was in the bar to know if I should, like, bother.
What would the correct thoughts be to know if you should proceed? Like, there's a guy sitting there going, oh, I'm such a slut. God damn, I'm such a horrible... I'm going to kill myself tonight because I am such a slut. And Josh is like, bingo!
Sweet.
Buy this man a drink! Barkeep!
I'm going to break this man's heart.
I want him to have six of everything. Hey, you were on Taxi Cab Confessions on HBO.
What?
When I was in Austin, it came on and I was watching it. And there was this guy, and he talked about how he was a slut...
Uh-huh.
And the worst thing that happens is he fucks guys, and then as soon as they get attached, he has to leave. But he hates it when they do that to him.
I've made a huge mistake.
And I was like, Josh, when did you get on Taxi
Cab
Confessions?
He hates it when they get attached.
When they get attached to him, he runs away.
He's like, caw-caw. But whenever when he gets attached to them and then
they
leave.
And then they do it, he's like,
what the fuck?
He's all
like, wah. Okay, so I'm not that retarded.
Oh, okay. You're just half that scenario.
Right.
Gotcha. I think I answered the question. I'm not sure.
My nipples
are hard.
I'm not sure what's going on. Next question from Aaron. Whedon and Goddard's Cabin in the Woods has been greenlit. That's a movie?
I have no idea what that is.
Drew Goddard is from Angel, right?
Yes.
MGM greenlights. See, this is what I said. They're giving us links, and I'm like, man, we should have prepared for this.
Yeah.
Angel. And no one's saying what it's about. Okay, so we don't have any thoughts on that because.
Crap.
I like that Joss Whedon gets to make more movies. That's good stuff. Okay. Second part of his question. This one's from Joel. When your daughter is older, do you plan on being straightforward with her about the content of the comic and the podcast? How old? Because as a good parent, of course she's not going to be able to read this kind of shit. Absolutely not. this comic's not for kids. No way. As a matter of fact, every single podcast goes up with an explicit tag, and it says, not for kids, not safe for work. Because not. It's adult entertainment.
All right, okay. So let's actually answer the question for real. At what age do you think this becomes age appropriate?
I could have handled this at probably 13 or 14.
That's fair.
But if I was like writing laws or something, it would probably be more like 16. But
whatever. I was drinking at 14.
You know what? Yeah. You're the problem. You were the problem right
what?
There.
What?
If I was going to make a law about it, I would make it 16. You were the
Shut
problem.
Up. What?
I don't know. I'm just
rambling.
What are
you talking about?
Shut up. You know what? You turned my mic down, so I'm not even going to participate anymore.
Well, I can't, you refuse to stop sucking mic dick. I can't. Here, I'll give you two more clicks.
Wow.
Click, click.
Is there anyone in the audience named Mike tonight?
God damn it. Oh, my God. Because
it's your lucky night.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You better have some Coke.
And Mike's sitting there going, oh, God, I hope you can't read my mind. I'm such a slut. I'm so easy. Oh, my God. I have such low self-esteem. I just want to be validated.
Why don't you go back
Bartender.
To your own poor island.
Buy this man six more of whatever he's not drinking.
Woo.
Lots of it.
Shut up.
Yeah, the funny thing is because it's a comic, you might go, comics are for kids, but it's not because it's on the internet, and internet's not for kids at all. Matter of fact,
the internet's for porn.
Yeah. So there you go.
You owe me a Coke.
It's all back to Avenue.
You can have the one that Joel owes me that wraps around.
I don't owe you cocksuckers anything. Oh, wait, people are trying to talk to me. Doing the podcast.
What are you doing?
Adium. My friend got some Macs, and so I'm telling him to uninstall iChat and use Adium.
I recommend you stop being such a faggot.
So don't ever play that again. Delete that one. That offends me.
No. For that, I'm going to keep it.
I just don't like that one. That one actually seems, like, bad. I don't like that one.
Play it again.
What?
Recommend you stop being such a faggot.
I don't like it. It sounds malicious.
You don't remember that? That's from the opening part of Old School.
Whatever.
It's when he gets in the cab and he's like, my seatbelt doesn't click. What do you recommend I do?
See, in that context, it's funny, but by itself, it's not funny. Get the whole clip and then you can play it. So, final part of his question was, am I going to shield it from her as long as possible? No. No, it just needs to be age appropriate. Just dirty humor. I always tell my wife, like, I'll be drawing and the baby comes up and she's like, blah, 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 pay attention to me, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. No.
And I'm wow. Like, what a wonderful
I'm
father.
Like, I'm like, Daddy
great.
Is drawing dirty comics for your future.
Now go to your room.
Go away. No. I love my little girl.
It's Daddy doesn't have time. He has to spread his mayonnaise and his mustard separately.
Right. I just need mustard A&A's.
I'm graduating.
I need webcomic A&A's. I'm like, the funny thing is, the things that I am doing when I'm doing, like, my job, is I'm like, God damn it, drawing this hobo killing this guy is hard. I can't get his stabbing arm right. And then I think, that's fucking absurd. I am absurd.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Too bad.
This next question's from Neekman. What is each podcaster's favorite liquor and or favorite mixed drink?
Ooh.
Well, I'll go first.
Joel's answer is none and none.
I like coffee. I'll tell you my favorite coffee. I don't drink, so my favorite thing to drink is either an iced Starbucks coffee. With cream and a Splenda. Super exciting stuff. Yeah.
That's great. That's lovely.
Play the faggot clip. Because now it's appropriate.
No, I don't want to. No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not funny.
So, Drunky 1 and 2 over there can answer the question for real.
Who's number 1 and number 2?
You guys fight that out.
Number 1.
Number 1.
Am I number 1?
You know, I haven't had some hard booze in a while, but what I do drink is...
a lot.
Vodka, yeah. It's vodka with ginger ale and a splash of vanilla in it.
what do they call that? Like a...
I have no idea. I just fucking...
A cucaracha?
Yeah, I just mix all that shit together.
Giant pussy or something?
That's what they call it. It's called a hangover. That's what they call when Eli gets a soup bowl and pours everything in his fridge in it. There's like a half a Diet Pepsi, some Cheerios.
Pretty sure there's some Kool-Aid in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And beer.
And beer. What are your favorite beers, Eli? People like to know that kind of stuff for some reason.
Pretty much, well, Shiner, which is Texas only.
Yeah. Shiner's good.
Is it really Texas only? No one else knows about that?
Well, it's made in Shiner, Texas.
Shiner, Texas, so. You can get it as an import.
Oh, it becomes an imported beer if you get it in, like, Wyoming?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So, Shiner...
Hey, how come this is gonna? How come some beers are black?
They're dark.
Whoa!
My father-in-law was drinking a beer and it looked like a Coke.
Why is it gotta be black?
I didn't get it because I'm a little girl.
That's what we call a dark beer.
Okay.
We're gonna have to talk about
a dunkel beer color. If you're in Germany.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about color. We're gonna have to bring that up. You see,
do you like beers that look like they're Mexican?
Dark beer. Oh. No, actually, I don't like Guinness.
Dark beer works harder.
Guinness is probably one of the darkest beers, and it's fucking like eating a loaf of bread.
It's basically drinking oatmeal. I fucking hate it.
Yeah, it's gross.
I can't.
And it's fucking
Guinness.
Dark. Like, if you hold it up
it's
to
like
the
grit.
Light, you hold it up to the light, and you cannot.
It blocks out all the light.
Yeah.
Well, they should build like a dome out of that and just put it over us.
Yeah, let's get right on that.
But yeah,
that's actually how the machines did it, or how we did it to the machines.
Right.
Shiner, Miller Lite, and the champagne of beers, which is Miller High Life.
Champagne.
It's the champagne of beers. It says on the fucking label.
That's so fucking gay.
But it has to be ice cold. Ice. Like literally ice. In a bucket of ice.
Yeah.
Which is why whenever we have the New Year's parties, I always have the buckets with ice.
Well, like because the temperature makes it not taste like piss or something?
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh,
if it's ice cold, it's awesome.
What about Pabst Blue Ribbon?
Shut up.
What about Billy Beer?
No.
What about Lone Star?
Back home when we were like, was that still working at the movie theater? They had sport beer. And we would drink that because that was the cheapest beer. Yeah, it just said sport beer and they had it at HEB.
Oh, man. I miss you, HEB.
Yeah. And it had like a guy like running and throwing a football.
Refreshment beer.
Yeah, it was like
for drinking.
Water.
That's their slogan. Refreshment beer. It's for drinking.
Gulp, 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 gulp.
Drinkable. That's drinkable goodness. Actually, it goes like this.
That's
it goes,
definitely wet.
It goes, sport beer. Oh, God. Oh. Hang on. Oh, I shouldn't have a headache this fast.
Are we still recording?
Oh, God, I was pregnant.
Dumbass.
I just aborted one sip of your delicious beer.
Hey, now you're a different webcomic.
Oh, right. A better one.
Wow.
One that's funny.
What? You're really being hard on yourself now.
I wish I knew how to do things right.
Anyway.
What do you drink?
My favorite liquor.
And don't say apple teenies.
No. No. That's not liquor. That's a mixed drink.
Oh, sorry. Oh, God, I don't know anything.
So Shaker's Vodka, which is made in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
They have 4 seasonal flavors. Their winter flavor. I can drink straight from the bottle.
Tastes like potatoes.
It's wonderful. Yeah, so check that shit out. But as far as mixed drinks, any kind of vodka with
actually,
Red Bull.
Josh says, I can drink straight from the bottles. Bottle. Bottles. Half of just a glass. Straight from the glass. 4 bottles.
Tall glass.
It's not a problem.
It's a solution.
Yeah.
It's the 64-ounce big gulp from Diamond Shamrock.
Right? Yeah.
Josh goes to Diamond Shamrock and goes, how much for a cup? It's 89 cents. You fill it. No. Just the cup.
I don't need any of your fucking
and some
soda.
Of your ice. No, I would want some of your ice, though. It's crunchy. I like it.
Yeah.
In a bottle of giant vodka.
Yeah.
Favorite mixed drink.
So vodka Red Bulls or mojitos or the Kaiperovska.
Is it like tacos?
Yes, but
is
no.
Like chalupas?
Shut up. Although the Kaiperovska, which is sort of like a mojito, but made with vodka instead. Anything with vodka in it, I will drink.
Hey, I know a couple of people from here. Okay, so Jarmo's from Finland. What do they drink in Finland? And if you're from some other country, and yes, Canada counts, I guess.
Barely.
What do you drink in Canada? What do you drink in other countries? Newfoundland Screech? Is it like Samuel Powers made a drink?
Wow.
Where are you going? Are you going to get drunk?
Yeah. Bring me something.
Some piss?
Bring me something back there, Eli.
Apparently Screech is rum.
I already have the hiccups.
Canada, America's hat.
Thanks, Chris.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Say hi to Jake for me.
Oh, is that one of your friends?
Yeah.
Who is it? Let's make fun of him.
That's Chris.
Well,
from Minnesota.
Problem solved.
Actually, from north of Minnesota and a little teeny tiny town that I'm forgetting the name of at the moment.
It's Chris, what's the name of your shithole town?
God. Way up north. You wanted to see me raped. What? Oh, Anoka. Yeah, that's right. Well, of course it's right. He said it, but whatever.
That sounds like Inuit, like Denise.
I said it was up north.
Oh, okay. Are we going to wait for...
I don't know.
Brownie, or are we going to keep... Let's keep going.
That's racist.
Next question.
What is the next?
Next question's from Light Spectre.
Hey, wait a minute.
Where is Undefeatable?
What's been going on with that?
The internet lost it.
Are you serious?
I don't know. Okay? The last person that had it, I'm not going to name names, said he was going to ship it. Then like 2 weeks later, I asked him, he said he forgot. He said he was going to do it right away, and it was supposed to go to Bill. And I asked Bill if he got it, and I haven't heard back, and I'm going to assume that it's gone. That's all I can, and I'm glad Eli's not here. That'd probably piss him off.
That's a very sad story.
Because it only got to the first two people.
That makes me
of 12.
It makes me very sad.
Yeah, but
the
that
is the first time the internet has ever genuinely hurt my feelings.
You know,
I'm not really sure how I feel about
your skin is pretty tough for that because the internet makes me sad every day.
But the internet brings me joy every day too. Eli, I did finally see the video with the guy in the truck and the over. Hang at the ATM thing and the crushing and the...
What are you talking about?
Oh, I guess. I was talking with Eli about it, not you. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. I thought there was a link.
So they were asking what happened to Undefeatable. I think the internet lost it because no one can tell me who has it now.
Oh, damn you, internet.
If Bill doesn't have it, then it's lost forever.
Bill, if you don't have it, you owe me $1.94.
Which I expect to be paid for in coupons to the dollar store. Yeah, I don't know. So anyway, next. Oh, same question, though, from Light Spectre. Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, he gave us some links to look at. I say he because I don't know anybody if they're man or woman in here.
Just refer to the internet as it.
The Nets told us. There's a lot of links, man. I don't know what to look at.
Good call.
I can't look at any of these.
Too many.
Hang on. Okay, I'll look at this one. Keep Josh away from this one.
I know exactly what that is. I've seen it. It's terrible.
Edibleanus.com?
Yes.
What?
It's exactly it's exactly what you think.
There's no picture. What is it?
There should be a picture.
Jesus.
There used to be a picture.
Is it for your tooth? What is it?
No, they're little chocolates, but they're shaped like assholes.
They're buttholes.
Yeah.
They look like teeth.
Just for the record, I don't do that.
Eat chocolate anuses?
That is correct.
Wow. That's the one candy that Willie wouldn't give Charlie at the end of the tour.
Right.
He's like, so...
You stole edible anuses! You get nothing! Eat Praetoribus Unum! He says that.
Okay.
He starts saying random Latin phrases. Quid pro quo, eat Praetoribus Unum, etc., etc.
Too bad.
You stole edible anuses! You get nothing!
You're a real hooker.
Oh my god. So wait, does Wonka's edible anus let you shit in seven different colors?
That's the horse of a different color?
Yeah.
Can you get horse anuses in chocolate form?
He also gave us a link to a post from on Flickr from a local newspaper somewhere in America where it says Deborah Jackson said she likes shopping at the Dollar Palace because it's convenient and casual. I don't have to get all dressed up like I'm going to Walmart or something.
Oh no.
That's pretty good.
That's actually true.
Oh no, I'm going now. I was hoping there was going to be a photo. Damn it.
That reminds me of another article or something that happened locally. About the black hole reference. Did you hear about that?
Oh, no.
God, that
city. Okay,
you didn't hear about that?
No.
There was a city council meeting in Dallas, and they were wanting to discuss why parking tickets or speeding tickets or something.
There was some project. There was that some. They were pouring money into but weren't getting anything out of.
So they were trying to figure out why that was. And the lead guy of, like, one of the council members, he's like, yeah, that department's like a black hole. And we don't know what's going on. And, like, the black guy down at the end is like, whoa, 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 whoa. Did you just call that a black hole? He's like, I want an apology right now. That reference was racist. And then the other guy's like, no, actually, it's a scientific term. Black hole in which a star collapses and sucks things in. But then, but like, then the other guy, the head of the council.
Neither light nor matter can escape.
The head of the council is like, no. You owe him an apology.
Yeah. What if he would have said white hole?
Yeah.
And I'm serious. This is what happened.
Yeah, this is no joke. This really happened.
Thanks fucking
what
Dallas.
If he had said energy equals mass times the speed of light, black?
Basically,
what did you think about that?
Basically, it disrupted enough for them to not actually proceed.
Vote.
On
there was no vote.
On the actual topic at hand, which was actually important.
That's pretty good.
Go Dallas.
That is where we live.
Nope. Yeah. We live in Collin County.
That is true.
I live in Denton County.
Well, fuck you.
All right, so I don't understand this.
Why
you guys
are we
heard about
here,
this?
Eli? We should go home.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be in Denton.
In case, this is also from Light Spectre's links, in case you ever want to make a post like a true internet hero, unintelligencer.com. You guys know anything about this?
That's a lot of words. What?
Paste some text. Okay, right.
Well, I think you're supposed to like copy a post from like your website or something into it. Someone explain this to me so I can not have to.
Oh God!
Experiment with it.
Wait, incomprehensible.
Doesn't work.
It basically just takes whatever you type in and just puts typos translate all over it.
Yeah. Fail.
Right.
Okay. Never mind. Moving on.
I give them points for using the word retardify.
Next question's from Greg. By the time you report to record the podcast, the iPhone 3G will be released. Does Josh have one or three? Yes, he does.
Only one.
Clever girl.
Clever girl. We've already talked about it.
I love it.
Rewind
it
the internet to hear the rest of this.
Yes.
Johnny Ace.
She is beautiful.
General question. Of all the superpowers there are, which one do you want the most and the least? I know the least. Fucking Bishop. The X-Men, that guy sucks.
No, he absorbs energy.
You have
and
to
then
kick his ass before he can use his power.
Yeah.
You got to punch that motherfucker in the balls so he can punch you in the balls.
Yeah, but he then sucks. Your balls explode.
Yeah, then yours blow up and he's just kind of sore. Don't all jump at it at once.
Well, no, this just kind of reminded me of when I was thinking about doing a comic a long while back.
Oh, my God. Are you? I know what you're talking about.
About, yeah, it was like, it was essentially like kind of like Mystery Men in useless superpowers.
Okay, they've done that about 100 times.
Yeah, but it was like the guy who has the ability to jump really high, but he breaks his legs every time, and
yeah,
you know,
his
shit
legs
like that.
Can't absorb the impact.
I had an idea for a comic that I thought was really good when I was like 15 or 16. And then I realized it was way too close to Spawn to actually do it.
Right.
But it was somebody, which like every comic.
It was
his
Spawn.
His name was Spawn.
His name is Offspring.
His name was Spawn.
And
I just traced Spawn comics.
Spawner and.
Anyway.
No.
His name was Spawn Camper.
Now, to be fair, one of your guys was racial stereotype guy.
And he could
turn into a bucket of chicken or a watermelon.
They did this on that show with David Cross. The
what show?
Don't know.
It got canceled. Yeah. Minora Team.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, well, that was just one character, but I had a whole like list of characters.
Yeah.
And I actually had kind of a first episode all roughed down.
We talked about this for a long time.
Average size penis man.
No, there was.
Yay!
Well, the one guy, one of the main actors was the guy who could jump really high, but he was always like breaking his leg because even though you can jump high, it doesn't mean that your legs and your bones are like impervious.
He had osteoporosis.
Yeah. But no, I guess to answer the question, the Flash. Like seriously, I get to get there before everybody else, and now I got to wait.
That's the sucky power.
Yeah, to get there ahead of everybody else, and you're like, I guess I'll just wait.
Your Jarmo's right. Cyclops is emo. He's a bitch.
Yeah,
I'm sure they've killed him so many times. Keep him dead. Leave him dead forever.
Bring Jean back.
The only time I ever liked Cyclops was in like the second or third issue of Whedon's Astonishing X-Men when he exploded a sentinel with his eyeballs and the whole page was red.
Yeah.
And Wolverine was in awe.
Yeah.
At the end of it. That was cool. But then after that, he was a whiny bitch. I hate
yeah,
him
then,
so much.
There you go.
I'm so glad they killed him in the third X-Men movie, but I wish they had killed him in the opening credits of the first one. Like a credit had smashed into his head and just smashed it. Starring somebody as Cyclops smash by his own yeah. credit. Dead.
Too bad. I don't know. If I would want to be able to fly.
That's a good one. Somebody
it's
mentioned
very simple, but
somebody mentioned Angel as being one of, like the X-Men Angel being one of the worst. He was a
he can fly.
But he can fly with fucking giant wings.
Yeah, that is kind of
gay.
That's
a suck. Also, go read his Wikipedia.
Before or after though?
Wait,
like
go,
feather wings or metal
go
wings?
Go read his Wikipedia.
Dude, his wings are so metal.
They're brutal. Go read his
he
Wikipedia.
He shoots knives out of them.
They
That's
have
awesome.
Been finding bullshit reasons to switch him back and forth from metal to organic wings for 20 years
yeah,
now.
Uh-huh.
It's happened like 6 times.
I know. Every time like a writer gets bored, it's like, let's make
One time,
up.
His metal wings shattered, and the feather wings were inside them. They had grown inside them and blown them apart.
That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't
sense.
Make any sense at all.
No, it doesn't.
Also, he had a secondary mutation where he got like a Wolverine healing sense. Factor.
Oh, yeah. I remember that whole secondary mutation period.
It was weird. Beast,
everybody
Beast
falls back on the Wolverine thing. It's like, oh, no, he Wolverine bit him. So he's got like...
He's a were-dog.
Yeah, no. So he's cool. You can't break his bones.
The guy that I made up that was too close to Spawn, which I thought was a cool idea,
uh-huh.
is that he had some sort of almost unlimited, untapped energy power, kind of like Spawn, mm-hmm. but every time he used it, someone on the Earth died. And he never knew who.
Wow.
I thought that was cool.
I could make
and
that
then
really
I saw Pushing
funny.
Daisies.
Yeah.
Said, and then we saw Pushing Daisies.
Never saw that.
Wait, you never watched Pushing
no.
Daisies?
I saw Wonderfalls instead. It features like half the same people and practically the same story.
Except Pushing Daisies actually made it for a whole
Dead
season.
Dead people or puppets. Whatever.
You need to have, oh my god, how did you not watch okay. that?
I don't care.
Fuck you.
Wait,
Fuck you.
So someone died every time the guy used his power?
If he had... Okay, it's a really dumb gimmick, but that's... how the show works. He touches somebody that's dead, brings them back to life. He has 1 minute to touch them again, at which point they die again, forever. If he does not touch them again within a minute, somebody close by around him dies instead.
No, my idea was better.
Your
because at some
face
point,
was better.
Because every time you decided to use the power, what? You knew someone was going to die, but you didn't know who. It could be your best friend, it could be some person, but it was going to be somebody. But you had to use it sometimes. Whatever. I thought it was a good idea.
Whatever, I'm bored.
I like it.
Next.
This is from I Pity Defu.
Ooh.
Is it true? I think this question's all about spunk. Is it true that if you're a vegetarian, the product of a thing you do to a part has a sweeter flavor?
Wow, that's a lovely sentence.
Yeah, it's good.
It's also true.
I've also heard that if you eat too many sweets, it can be bitter. I drink... only the finest semens imported from right. Madagascar.
You should eat a lot of pineapple.
Yeah. I don't know war care.
Right. It's not for you. It's not for your sake.
I can't tell from the internet.
Right. I see a lot of it, but I can't taste it through my screen.
Yeah, it's hard. Right. Yeah, I have no idea.
And I've been chewing on my screen for weeks.
The what?
I don't know. I don't know, Josh. Do you want to weigh in on this?
I just pineapple? Did. Pineapple.
You suggest an all-pineapple diet?
Yes.
Okay, I believe
hey,
you.
Asshole!
I believe you. Right. I had a friend in 7th or 8th. No, okay, we were in 9th grade at this point. I think he was still a virgin. I can't remember. But he told me he'd gone vegan. And he liked causes. And so he'd gone vegan. And he said, plus, the best part about it is, like, it makes your cum taste really good for the girl. And I'm like, what?
That's the actual selling point
that's
of the whole thing.
That has nothing to do with it.
It's like you have to tell the girl that before. He's like, no. It's going to be cool this time.
Baby, when you're choosing who to fuck, out of all these guys, rest assured that I have my semen tastes like honeydew. That's all I'm saying.
Honeydew.
That's what his business card says. It's like Jim, Spunk tastes like cantaloupe. That's all I'm saying. Phone number's on the back.
Small as shit, but tastes delicious.
Barely have a dick.
But you won't choke on
it. But the flavor is succulent. It actually tastes like filet mignon because I wrap bacon around it. Next. Aww. Next question, next question, next question. Oh, yeah. Flanked is asking about the FISA thing where the Fourth Amendment was functionally nullified. Illegal search and seizure and fucking, you know, they passed immunity for all the telecoms that ratted people out illegally.
Right.
Mm. I don't want to talk about that. Everyone knows that's bullshit. It's the beginning. It's the beginning of the fucking New World Order horse shit. You know what's weird is
like the wrestling group.
Yeah, NWO. Yes. You're thinking of World Wildlife Fund.
Sure, whatever.
WWF. You know what's weird though is I've heard from a couple of readers in Britain that they're pretty much monitored 24 hours a day.
Yes,
because of the IRA.
Yeah, they already are.
And they're like, yeah, we just sort of deal with it. We're on video all day, every day.
Yep. George Orwell, already talked about all
that's
that.
That's pretty fucked up.
I was listening to something on NPR where they were talking about, like, in China, like, all the sites that are blocked out.
Blocked.
And they were interviewing people in China. They're like, yeah. And? So?
They kill people.
They just don't care.
For having, like, internet, free open internet access through trickery?
Sure.
They'll send in, like, fucking secret police to, like, you know, sweep those places out.
Yeah, I know. It would make things more interesting.
I didn't know. I watched a documentary on China with my father-in-law this weekend, and he works for a company that makes they made like the original Xbox. They're a Chinese cheap labor place.
Sweet.
And the thing that was pretty fucking weird was that number one, all these people that are making 60 cents a day working in Chinese factories making our cell phones and or actually it's more like 60 cents an hour, but they live in campuses on side of the factory, typically very far out where they couldn't go anywhere if they left. So you just never leave. There's like a mall in the factory. There's clothing stores. There's food courts. You still pay rent. You're typically in a room about the size of this office with about 10 other people in bunk beds.
Wonderful.
And then you go and make, you know, Nokias all day.
Sweet.
It's pretty common to like lose a hand, lose an arm, whatever. And, the thing was, is they have it so much better than their parents. They think they're doing all right. Like their
That's
parents,
awesome.
Their parents are in huts in the fields, building fires and trying to survive. And they have a roof over their heads and they make 60 cents an hour. And it's just most of them can afford to pay all their bills, have a little spending money, and send at least half their money home.
Wow.
And that's how we get iPhones.
Awesome. I'm so glad to have one.
And
it's wonderful.
The best part is,
it sings to me.
The best part is the electronics that we have would be impossible without that.
I know.
Because you can't make them in America iPhones would cost $5,000.
It's just like people that wore cotton in the South.
What? The thing of the day. What? What?
Never mind.
What?
It was
what?
Can I not make a fucking slavery joke?
No! Officially, no.
Oh, is that the clarification?
For the record, no.
Are you telling the shareholders?
It's for the after. It's for the after show.
That's only for paid donators. Jesus Christ.
They get the goods.
What was your thing that was weird?
To be fair, it is very similar.
Oh, I didn't know this. Also, I didn't know they didn't have free enterprise until about 15 years ago.
Sweet.
I didn't know that all business, the exchange of goods and services, all commerce was controlled by the communist government.
Yep.
And as of the mid-80s, people were allowed to, like, open businesses.
That's crazy.
Anyway.
Crazy talk.
What was the question? Next.
That was depressing. Let's never do
for
that
again. For the Gearbox peeps, looking forward to E3. We've already talked about it.
Yes.
What is it like for as a designer or a non-PR advertising person during E3?
It's exciting when I don't have to be there and put up with all the bullshit.
It's rest and recuperation.
Because all your dick holes are gone?
Wait, what?
Well,
like all the people you don't want to mess with are gone?
Oh, No, no, it's not that. It's just if you're there,
we work around the clock to get those demos in there.
Like once E3 is going, then you can fucking like rest. It's over. You have arrived.
But you've both been, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Different years? What years?
Didn't we go the same year?
When we showed Nightfire?
Yeah.
We were sharing our James Bond game.
That was whenever Doom 3 was unveiled.
Yep.
That was like the second coming of Gandhi or something.
It was such like a fucking acid trip of acid. It was like if acid could trip on acid, that's what it was like. It was just a fucking giant clusterfuck. It was so tiring
There's a reason that the show imploded on itself and was shut down.
You know, they...
they've now uniformed the whole show.
They advertise themselves as the largest video game expo in America, and they are not.
Well, Penny Arcade is.
PAX is,
which is fucked up.
But the way they get around it is technically they are the largest expo of... developers
like
and professional entities or some shit. Yeah, like the most publishers, I think, are there.
Right. Well, because
the most people are at PAX.
Right, but E3 is not about the people. Technically, obviously. E3 is about the buyers.
E3 is a circle jerk for let's all build fantastically expensive giant booths.
Right.
To show our giant video game dicks.
Remember when we had that airplane?
Yeah, you cocksuckers built a fucking, crashed bomber?
No, we shot down an airplane.
And let it land in E3?
Yeah.
It crashed through the LA Convention Center onto the floor.
It all happened live, and we won best booth of the year.
Sweet.
No, I mean...
Killed like 17 people. It was awesome.
It's more for, I mean, it's for the buyers, but when it was old E3, it was never about the buyers.
Hey, whoa.
Nightfire sucked balls.
I just read that.
Yeah, it
actually,
did.
That's completely true.
Actually,
that was a terrible piece of
EA
shit.
Designed
I am
it.
So proud to
you
report
weren't getting,
on that.
You weren't getting royalties back then anyway, right? So
oh, no. We never saw a dime for that piece of shit.
We got whored over on that.
That was unfortunate. I don't want to talk about that. That was a really bad time.
All right, let's keep moving on. This question answers itself, but I'll read it anyway. Are any of you guys listening to the PAPVP 4th edition D&D podcast?
No.
Okay, for anyone that doesn't know, Scott Kurtz of PVP and Mike and Jerry from Penny Arcade do a podcast about how impressed they are with the new D&D 4th edition. And I don't think any of us play D&D.
Nope.
Which Drom says and everyone comments on that we don't play D&D, so we don't know.
We played D&D at one point.
Actually, I never did. My sister did.
I did.
And I would watch her and her friends play it, and I was like, wow, these people are all sad sacks and shit.
No, don't say that!
And then I never did.
It's just a different kind of nerdery, but...
That's true, but it's different than me.
Okay. And everything different. Okay, now that's fair.
Yeah, see, that's the actual reason.
Everything that you don't like is horrible.
It's human nature.
See, the thing is, we keep getting questions about D&D every week.
Yep.
But no one can answer them. So it makes me feel bad every time.
No,
we can bring in other people onto the show. Actually, we can bring Allison back because she plays.
That does not make me feel bad. That makes me upset that we are being stereotyped. That geeks.
Oh, come on. You do everything else.
That all geeks play D&D.
You do everything else.
I'm offended.
Besides D&D.
No. I'm highly offended.
Deeply offended.
I don't wear...
Flank just posted a link to the D&D thread on the Fancy Bastard forum.
I've seen it.
Check it out.
Right. I've
if
seen
you
it.
Want to, no, I'm just saying for the listeners. If you
I
want,
don't roll 20s. I don't.
Granted, I will buy the shirts that say D&D
I roll
with
for
the dice.
Issue.
Yeah. But that's about as far as it can go because I played it once back in the day. Not one time. I'm saying like at one point in my life. But I've been cleaned up since then. And I'm better.
One day at a time.
I have supporting friends around me.
I'm actually Eli's sponsor.
Yep.
He calls me sometimes.
Here's a weird one. This is from Patrick. Not a question, but a request. For when Joel whips out the guitar, I'd like to hear your take on Dead Flowers from Townes Van Zandt. It's the track at the end of The Big Lebowski. I don't know this song.
Wait, what?
There's a song at the end of The Big Lebowski?
Yeah.
I'm look it up.
Just trying to think.
Oh, wait. Play it. Go to YouTube. Here, I'll find it, then I'll send you a link, and you can play it. We'll see what this song is.
All right.
Towns Van Zandt. Oh, YouTube does that new autofill thing. Is this a song that we all know?
Maybe. We're about to find out. I need the long version of this song.
Okay, go. Or don't. Okay.
It's loading. Your shit's loading.
You're loading.
Your face is loading.
Mm. You are. This isn't Big Lebowski?
He said this is during the end credits? Is that what he said?
Oh, no. Yeah, this is. Yeah, it is. It's in the background, though.
Is it instrumental? I like your style, dude.
Yeah.
I like yours too, man.
No, he. This is at the end when he's like, well, and that's the end of our story.
Plus, I hear there's a little Lebowski on the way.
Yeah, actually, that's when this is. What the fuck? Oh, he's actually... Okay, yeah, you'd have to see the video. Make sure you post the link, because... Yeah.
Well, I hope you don't see me in my ragged company.
I've never heard this song that I know of.
It is... It is there, and now that I'm hearing it, yeah.
And I guess I believe you, but I don't know it well enough to play it. I'm sorry, Patrick. Oh, you want to harmonize it? Oh, he didn't do it again. I was going to do the take me down part again.
Yeah, okay, it's there.
Okay.
All right. Well, now we know that.
All right.
I did and was not aware of that.
I just douched that one because I don't know it.
Douche.
Boosh.
I'll play a Toadies song for you.
No.
I'm going to see the Toadies.
That's awesome.
I'm so happy.
And they're...
Stop it with that shit. God damn. Next. Oh, this is a actor studio question. What?
Oh.
Is your favorite word?
Before we answer that, because you said actor studio, word. I watched half an episode of Inside the Actor Studio with Natalie Portman. I have never actually watched a real episode. It's so fucking hard to watch that. What, James Lipton is the biggest fucking douchebag I have seen in my entire life.
He's like a...
He...
Can you take out your cock that I may suck at it?
Fucking loves the smell of his own farts. Yeah. He just...
But he was really good in Arrested Development. He was really good in Arrested Development.
But, oh my God, he's such a douchebag.
I've given you chlamydia, Lucy. Is that what he gave her, chlamydia?
Yeah.
So good. Just answer the question. What is your favorite word / least favorite word? What?
I don't know.
Is your favorite word?
Bacon.
What? Bacon? Not favorite thing.
Oh.
Not favorite thing about being alive. Favorite word.
Fabulous.
That's a good one to hate.
Yeah, I hate that. I don't know. I've never really given it much thought.
I haven't either. I should have read these beforehand.
Yeah.
Word. You know, since
abortion.
No, that's your favorite word.
And also my least favorite word.
Yeah, it's
wow.
Because you're like,
it's personal. You shouldn't talk about it.
Wow.
Yeah, you didn't think about that one. Think that one through.
Yeah.
What?
But at least you have a social life now.
Right. Oh, wait. Oh. What?
Eli, look. Eli was a failed partial birth abortion, and that's where the scar came from.
Right.
Oh.
That's why I'm balding at an early age.
I thought that was because you were like in a gang or something.
No.
No, that's why he's got MS-13 tattooed on his lip.
It was optional, and I didn't know that until after the fact. The balding.
Ooh. Gotcha.
Oh, my God. I don't have a least favorite word. I like words. All right, switch it up.
I love lamp.
What's his other...
lamp.
What's his other question? What is your favorite curse word? Did we already do this one?
I thought we did.
What's your favorite curse word?
I don't know.
Next.
What? Yeah.
We just fucked this question.
This is an epic fail.
Next question.
I like to use what the shit.
You do say that a lot. Stop it.
Oh, okay.
Bill says banana bread. Discuss. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, he posts a link to the, this was actually pretty fucked up. This woman is videotaping lightning, and then lightning strikes her camera. Have you seen that?
No.
I went to click the footage, and it says it failed, so
no,
I can't watch it.
Well, I'm watching it.
Then it's your...
On Gizmodo?
Yeah, then it's your shit turnette.
Number one, banana bread is delicious.
Actually, yes, that is a complete truth.
with like the nuts in it. Does it have like pecans or walnuts or some shit? That's so good. Number two.
Banana bread.
When your camera gets struck by lightning, you shouldn't be fucking filming lightning, dumbass. That's what happens.
Double dumbass on you.
It's not a, it's not like a super impressive video, but it literally strikes her camera and travels out her other arm and apparently into a railing that she was holding. And if she hadn't been holding the railing to discharge it, like her heart would have exploded.
Well, that's cool.
That happens.
Good times.
It happens a lot in Mexico, from what I hear.
Right.
It's like the second most common pinata accidents. Right. And
so I found that clip.
The sands of time until we... Oh, look at me. I'm rambling again.
Yeah, it's when he's talking at the end.
You folks enjoyed yourselves.
Oh, yeah, this movie clip brought to you by listentoamovie.com.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Which is actually cool because it has a stealth mode.
You got any more of that, Sarsaparilla?
Oh, yeah.
If you click the stealth mode on Listen to a Movie...
It turns into a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
So you can get away with it at work.
That's pretty cool.
Anyway, that was
next. This is from Plastic Lyric. Plastered Lyric. Here's the video Josh referenced in the last podcast
that
about Batman
awesome.
And Chuck Norris engaging in an epic battle. Keep in mind, this was made just shy of 3 years ago, so Chuck Norris fanboyism was still fresh. Oh, this is just so we can see the video?
Yeah, okay. Have you never seen that?
No, I have not.
You should watch it after the podcast because it's long.
Oh, okay, never mind. I will.
It's entertaining as fuck, though.
All right, so go there to that question on the this post and watch that video. Doop-a-doop-a-doo.
Everybody.
Next.
It's fantastic.
Eddie. I could see this being either wicked awesome or total crap. What is it? Let me pull it up.
What are we...
That's a 404.
I got that. Oh, no. Wait.
The link's bad.
So it's wicked awesome.
I'm deleting the...
I'm sorry, Eddie, but your link's bad. I can't see it. Oh, he fixed it. Never mind. Hang on.
Oh.
Link fix. We really should look at this stuff before we get started. Oh, yeah. My God. It's a Ghostbusters anime. It's a manga.
Wait. Tokyo Pop?
Tokyo Pop just went nearly belly up. They fired most of their staff. They're one of the biggest manga companies in Japan. And their new business is licensing proven sci-fi for manga. They're doing Battlestar. They're doing Ghostbusters.
Wow. I look forward to never reading this.
The Ray and the Egon look kind of cool. Bill
Winston.
Murray looks... Winston, I mean, he's... I don't know, he's black, but he doesn't look like Winston. But Bill Murray looks like... Peter Venkman looks like Ash from Pokemon or some shit. He's just like generic anime guy.
Yeah, I actually thought it was a chick.
Do they have to catch all the ghosts?
Gotta catch them all.
Yeah.
There would be a lot in Japan.
Whoa.
I just got that.
I've made a huge mistake.
Are you making atom bomb jokes?
Yes.
Man. That's too much.
Dude, genocide is always funny.
That one was free, but if you want to hear more of that,
stick around for the
stick around show. Afterwards.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. It's like that one time.
Next.
At Kobe Steaks.
We'll bring that up at the in the
post show. Okay, remember that. Kobe Steaks. I don't know what you're talking about. Sean says, Rose McGowan has just been announced as playing the lead in the new Red Sonja movie.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
I've only seen... I mean, I know Red Sonja was a comic. I've never read one. I've seen stuff about it on the internet. But my question is her boyfriend in any way related to it? Because she's the only woman he'll ever hire to be in a movie. Who's she dating? Robert Rodriguez?
That's right.
Yep. And so he lost remaking Barbarella because he insisted that she be the lead, and the studio said, fuck you, she's not very good.
Nice.
And he's like, fuck you, I'm fucking her. I quit. And then it like happened.
They're like, okay, we'll just hire another dude.
Yeah, later, homie. I don't know. Oh, I didn't read Red Sonja. I don't know. Did you?
No, not really.
I didn't.
We suck at this.
Yeah, we do.
Ask better questions. No,
I don't know.
We should have better...
way to take out your feelings of inadequacy on your viewers.
I was joking.
Uh-huh. Do they know that? Joking. You hurt them every day.
Ben Padden, who is a writer for a webcomic, I believe, called Jump Leads, is in the thing making fun of us for rambling.
Well, yeah.
Way to support your bro. Thanks, Broseph.
Dumbass.
God. Next, Jesse Monster. Pew pew. Is there a celebrity that you hate for no reason? For instance, I hate both Jamie Foxx and Greg Kinnear.
You know what? I'm going to have to back up hating Jamie Foxx and Greg Kinnear with no good reason.
Why?
I don't know.
You didn't like Ray?
I never saw Ray.
Oh, it was good. It was Walk the Line, but with Jamie Foxx.
Right.
I'm so taking advantage of that blindness shit.
Oh, I'm blind.
Dude, you know what? You know what? I bet he wasn't fucking blind at all. The whole thing was just
Ray Charles was not blind.
He just fucking did that shit to get laid.
Yeah.
And to get drugs.
And crack.
Yeah. He was like, I can't see your face. I have to feel your boobies to know what you look like.
I want
to
feel them with my face.
That's how I perceive the world. Face in tit.
Beautiful.
Who do you hate?
I don't know.
But it's interesting that the examples were those two, because more Greg Kinnear than Jamie Foxx. Greg Kinnear looks like somebody that I should hate.
I hate Tom Cruise. I want him to die, but I have very good reasons for that.
Well, I hate John Travolta.
He has good reasons for that, too.
I legitimately hate John Travolta, but Tom Cruise I hate as a person, but love as an actor. It's so weird.
That's not the question, though.
But that's like, you know, hate the sin, love the sinner or something. I don't really know how that works.
I know. What's it? Nicolas Cage.
He has had a steady downhill since The Rock.
Oh, I was going to say since that first movie, that whatever the fucking first
Raising
movie
Arizona?
Was yeah. He was like in that before something else. I just don't, yeah. Even movies that he's pretty okay in, I still don't like him.
Did you ever see Adaptation?
Yeah.
He was so good in that.
Yeah.
It was a good movie.
He is a good actor to make so many shitty movies.
Did not like him. Yeah.
Nicolas Cage
good
is
movie,
one of those.
Didn't like him.
I can't fault him.
He needs to never do an action movie ever again.
I can't
again.
Fault him because he's just a dude, he's got a job, and somebody says, hey, do you want $20 million for 2 months worth of work? And he says yes, and anybody would do the same thing.
Sure.
I guess. I don't know.
You absolutely would. If they said, Eli, we need art for Smurfs that fuck baboons, the video game, and you're like, that's not my artistic integrity. It's $10 million. Where do I go? And when do I start?
I've already actually got some concept sketches.
Yeah, I'm working on them right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nicolas Cage, definitely.
I hate most celebrities.
Wesley Snipes, too.
Oh, I hate Wesley Snipes. But he's a terrible actor, though.
But, after Blade 3, that was it. I'm sorry. That was,
I don't mind him not paying taxes. I'm okay with
only
that.
Because
no,
that
fuck
puts
that.
Him in
I
jail.
Gotta pay taxes. Fuck that guy.
That's true.
You don't get to hunt. You don't have to hunt vampires every night. He's got a much harder job than you.
Yeah, does he hunt Blackulas?
He does. He only hunts Blackulas.
I really
hope Order of the Triad.
Every single person out there is watching Venture Brothers because it's wonderful.
Sunday nights on Adult Swim.
Woo.
Whatever.
Non-official sponsor.
They should sponsor this show.
They should.
Yeah.
Except that they don't need to.
We should get Jackson Public on this bitch.
You know what? That guy. Okay, I just read his blog. He doesn't have time to breathe. They're doing two seasons right now.
I know. Season 4 was approved and they're going forward. I'm like, fuck yeah.
They're working on it while they're building season three.
That's fantastic.
It's like season 3 has been recorded and written. It's being animated in Korea right now. They're editing season 3 and writing and recording season 4.
That's fantastic.
He's working like 21-hour days.
God bless him, because it entertains the shit out of me.
Oh, you and God. You guys.
We're on a first-name basis.
You guys. You're so inseparable. I guess that answered the question. Next.
Did you not see the footprints behind me here?
That's when he was pounding you.
The prayer is coming from inside the house.
Did you just come up with that? That was good.
Oh my
god. Dude, I passed a guy in Austin.
He's always watching me.
I passed a guy in Austin.
Don't leave me alone.
Whose vanity plate was Jesus.
Nice.
In Texas.
No.
When did you have to get that?
In the
1800s?
To be fair, you're in Texas. That's Jesus.
Yeah. Oh. At the cookout.
Oh.
When they put him up.
No, it's just his name.
If you look very carefully, the Mexican J is very slightly different, and that's how he got it.
What was the one that we saw on the way back from Avenue Q? It was like three...
Oh, it was three nails.
Three nails. Nobody got it right away, and I was like,
Well, I shouted it out, and you were the only one that got it.
Father, Son...
Well, it's because Jesus
and
was
Casper the Friendly Ghost.
Next.
What are we doing?
Next question.
Pew, pew.
Oh, this was emailed to me, so I had to post it in here. This is from Mansoor.
That sounds lovely.
The question is directed at everyone. If you were stuck, it's another Star Trek question. If you were stuck in a holodeck during a malfunction and forced to battle for your survival,
porn,
with any weapon of antiquity from anywhere in the world, which would you choose? Bear in mind that antiquity in this case means predating 1800s. Trebuchet, because I would die.
Wow.
Like, there'd be like a fucking...
I'm going to go...
Moriarty's coming after me in a tank.
I am going to go with a Native American atlatl.
An atlatl?
Yeah.
Is that the stick with a rock on it?
It's the stick, but it's got like a little string on the end, because if you hurl the string right, it actually throws the stick harder.
Sure.
It's like a spear, I think. I could be totally fucking this up.
You're totally fucking...
I'm going to have to look
this up
now.
You're thinking of the game High Lie.
Shut up.
Were they hunter-gatherers?
They invented lacrosse.
Atlatl. Okay, wait. Wait.
How'd you even spell that?
A-T-L.
Get squaddle?
It's A-T-L-A-T-L. It's just like it sounds.
Wow, that's a good spelling.
Yeah, it's some Atlanta lovin'.
Is that it? That's weak sauce, okay, man.
Maybe this is not what I remembered it being. Wooden darts that are thrown.
Why are you guys in chat talking about Morgan Freeman? Morgan Freeman is a badass.
Yeah, he's pretty
sweet.
Those
penguins didn't hold a candle to him in that movie.
He said motherfucker and wanted, and that made me happy.
He said motherfucker in that penguin movie, too.
No, he didn't.
These motherfuckers will never see their eggs again.
Pretty sure that
didn't. I almost fell for that, actually, out of luck.
Yeah. Okay, see, the atlatl is a spear that can be thrown over 100 meters because of the, like, folding back little whip action thing that it does.
Wow.
So I can fucking spear your bitch ass.
But what's the time? He said pre-1840s, I think.
This is because...
No, he said pre-1800s.
30,000 BC.
Is that... Wait.
Suck it.
Is that pre-1800s? I'm bad at math.
Suck it.
The Holy Grail.
I fucking said Native American.
No, if it exists,
no,
that's
no,
only...
No, 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 no. You use the other non-holy holy grails, and you just...
You're like
splash
drink from
the...
this.
No, no,
you
I would
just
use...
splash the water.
I would choose poorly. Choose poorly.
No, I would use the real holy grail and just like...
Ow! The blood of Christ!
And it's okay to rebuild itself.
But it's wooden, isn't it? So, you mean...
Okay, if we're going that route, then my vehicle...
No, it's too late. Wait, the vehicle?
The arc. No, we're doing a full, like, Halo outfit now. You have to pick, like, weapon.
Oh, okay.
Melee weapon, long range... Vehicle.
Vehicle. Give me the vehicle that the swamp dudes had in G.I. Joe.
No. Pre-1800s.
No. Oh, well, shit,
you
I'm sure they
play
had
by
one.
The rules.
A stone? Okay, a stone for the pyramid being hauled by slaves. Both
slaves,
my vehicle and weapon.
Right. The slaves hurl the stone for you.
They put you in front of it, and then we roll over you. Like, they stop putting logs down at one point, and we just... done.
Wonderful.
I'll take a T-Rex.
Weapon
wow.
or vehicle?
With
is that
my
weapon
grail?
Or vehicle?
With reins?
No, as my
Wait,
vehicle.
Eli riding a T-Rex holding the Holy Grail.
Wait, didn't you already make that comic?
I might have to make this a background.
No, you had Eli riding a raptor.
He was riding a Utah raptor
with
as George
sword,
Washington
the
with a robot
sword?
Holding the Sword of Omens with a robot fighting a tank and jet fighters.
Caw-caw.
I want just that. Robots predate the 1800s, right?
Technically.
No. I want that chess-playing robot from China as my advisor, because he was the only
like
robot.
Quan Yu?
He's
or?
Like my data.
Oh,
I'm like, chess-playing robot. What do we do next? And then he says,
Knight
you know,
ticking for...
in Chinese, so I can't understand him.
Too bad.
Ching chong chang for...
Oh, fire. I just want fire.
How do we forget that?
I want fire.
Oh, no. Because you can still have like cannons and shit, though.
Biblical flood.
Because the Japanese totally still had gunpowder and all that shit.
I want to direct Chinese fireworks at your head through a cannon.
That sounds awesome.
Oh, so ah!
Eli, you know how Eli would be like Ninja Turtles 3, where they travel back to feudal Japan.
Oh my God, Turtles in Time!
But they'll start.
That movie was terrible.
He'll start trying to order takeout, and they're shooting. They'll start shooting cannons at him.
Orange chicken.
He's at the Emperor's palace, and he's like A-13.
Orange chicken.
No, okay, dude, you just put the chicken in the fryer. You just fry it to a like a golden crisp, and then like a red sauce. I don't care, whatever it is.
Gallipoli says smallpox.
So I want the blankets.
Smallpox blankets. It's the best weapon ever.
That's actually pretty sweet.
Oh, sexually transmitted disease, like the Europeans used on the whole world.
Fucking whores.
I want that weapon. Jesus Christ.
I fight with the power of gonorrhea.
Yeah. I fight by giving your women syphilis, and then I win.
Behold my greatness and despair.
Yeah, that's my legacy. Next.
Debilitating STDs.
Oh, good STDs. Times. What are you doing here?
Where have you been?
This is from Ro. These are links.
Somebody just said John McCain.
Pre-date 1840s.
I think that counts.
Serial rabbit killer uses Google Maps to find villains, to find victims. A rabbit killer?
Wait. What? I'm so confused.
What? All right, I'm going to pull that up and look at it in a second. Next. Oh, yeah, this is actually pretty funny. This is from Boing Boing. It's called testicle talc. It's ball powder for your nuts.
As ball powder, not for your nuts. What?
Yeah, it's different.
It's nut powder for your balls.
Bacon soda? Bacon powder.
Drum says John McCain on a rope on a stick, Republa flail. That's pretty good. Listen to their slogan. It's called ball powder. Balla powder. Balla powder for men is the ideal anti-chafing, anti-wetness solution for clammy sacks. Guaranteed to prevent the dreaded bat wing syndrome.
What is that?
I've
mean?
Never referred to my balls as bat wings. What?
Does it do with the taint?
It, like your balls have spiny bones in them, they stretch out? But
can you go gliding with I don't
Well, I can. I'm like one of those squirrels
blunking.
Whatever.
Yeah. Balla powder for men is lightly scented with a masculine fragrance for anyone else who plans to work in your close quarters.
Wow.
What the it can be sprinkled into your fudgies all day? What are they talking about? Whoa. Asses now?
What the fudgies?
It's real, though.
A fabulous post-workout treatment.
They sell it on Amazon.
Wow.
Hang on. I'm going to look at that on Amazon and see what the recommended products are.
Wow.
Hang on. While that's pulling up, I'm going to go look at something else. Next.
Balls.
This is actually pretty cool. They made Tetris ice cube trays. And linked it on
wow,
Boing Boing as well.
Nice.
That's wonderful.
All right, next question.
Pew.
What were your 21st birthdays like? Anything special?
Oh, my God. Eli, do you want to feel my 21st birthday? Because you were there for that.
I went to a bar and said, hey, instead of you charging for me, do you have a glass back there where I can siphon out some gasoline out of my car and give it to my friend?
That's
And I did.
Kind of similar.
What happened?
Let's see, was McGarry playing downtown?
Yeah,
that
our
night?
Friend Dave.
I remember only small parts of the evening.
Yeah, our friend Dave was playing down at Trees. And
may it rest in peace.
Josh had turned 21, so we took him down there. I actually didn't drink much at all.
Yeah.
I just said, I'll have two of those, three of those, and one of those. And then I was like, and a glass of water for myself. And
he's not kidding.
Yeah, fed it to Josh like pretty much all night.
So
watched my friend Dave
him
play.
And like four or five other people from the office took turns feeding me alcohol,
yeah.
Which ended up with whoever bought me the triple shot of 151 can burn in hell.
Yeah,
was that you? Or was that Wendigo or was that?
That may have been me because at that point I just didn't even care anymore.
Because Salido was doing the mind erasers.
Like you were trying to kill him.
For those who don't know what 151 is, 151 is almost you can light it.
It will catch fire.
It will catch fire.
Yeah.
Which
it is,
most alcohols.
It's 151 proof. That's
wow.
It's 75% alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah. Most alcohols don't actually burn. Like everybody thinks that like just because in cocktail you can do it. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, I believe everything that's in any Tom Cruise movie.
Right.
So anyway, got. Fantastically trashed. That's actually probably the drunkest I've ever been in my life.
Yeah, we just dropped him off at his apartment. Was
Eli
like,
drove me home, like opened up
like
the
on
door,
the front door,
and like pushed me out of his car into the parking lot, and I kind of crawled.
It's like
my
best
house.
Of luck to you, sir.
And then I
yeah, I went home.
Yeah, then I went to bed, and about 15 minutes later, I got up and I went into the bathroom, and then I sat on the toilet and
for the rest of your life.
Started shitting uncontrollably.
Wow, that's cool.
And then, whilst shitting, began to vomit uncontrollably at the same time.
Yikes.
And
yeah.
I figured it was best to just keep sitting where I was. And I sprayed vomit all over my bathroom, but not on the toilet.
It was
the story gets better, right?
Yeah. So then, when I was done from both ends, I got up off the toilet and I kind of tiptoed around the vomit river running through my bathroom and closed the bathroom door behind me because it fucking stank in there and went back to bed.
I got up in the morning, and I called Mikey and told him he needed to come over.
Blank says 151 is a great varnish.
It can
and,
be.
Yeah, so Mikey came over in the morning and then helped me clean my bathroom.
Are you serious?
Yeah, actually,
you sprayed the fucking walls?
I actually went to the store to buy, like, bleach and shit.
That's when you get more 151 proof and just burn the whole bathroom.
That would have been... I could have...
Hey, what year
I actually could have just lit a match and dropped it on the vomit. Wow. It would have still burned.
What year would my 21st birthday have been? If I'm 27 as
right,
of June.
So 2002?
Okay, let me look. Oh, I had a cool birthday in 2002. There was no alcohol.
Of course not.
My wife bought me a glider ride.
What?
You get in a plane with no engine. It's basically an airplane with no engine. And then a real airplane drags it to altitude.
Right,
and then
it
flies
it
down in a circle with no engine. It's awesome.
That's
Did pretty
you cool.
see that freaking chopper explode?
Also, I just looked up the pictures, and at the time of this, I had a full Abe Lincoln.
Nice.
I'm wearing a shirt that is orange with blue flames, and I have a full Abe Lincoln.
I bet I know exactly what shirt that is.
Can you see it? I can't move this because all the cable's plugged into it. That's good stuff.
Good times.
Man.
So wait, at what point did you chop off all your hair?
What do you mean?
I think I did that in 2001.
Oh, this is...
One?
This is...
2002, maybe.
This is probably this year. I mean, it's probably 2002 that I chopped off all my hair. Get this. So me and Justin both had, like a foot and a half of hair each. And we're like, fuck this, man. We need to get rid of this fucking hair. So we go to this kind of swanky salon in Collin mm-hmm. Creek Mall,
yeah.
which was our number one mistake.
Yeah.
But neither of us knew what we wanted. And so we said, you know, do whatever you want. And this chick's name was Miyagi. Her name was not Miyagi. But she's like, my name's Miyagi. I have a frog tattoo. It's Kuropi. I'm like, your name's not Miyagi. So she gives him like a sort of a normal spiky haircut.
Right.
And it looked fine. It looked
sure.
normal, whatever.
Yeah.
She decides to experiment on me.
Awesome.
So I had hair dark, you know, brown, straight, thick hair past my shoulders,
mm-hmm.
and she cut me, and I shit you not, because this was 5 years before it happened, she cut me the haircut that all the kids have right now, like the Luke Skywalker do. And I, when she was done, I just kind of looked in the mirror, and I'm like, I have to go home.
How much? Cry.
$75? Okay, I have to go home. I came back 3 times that week and had her redo it. I was like, I'm not happy with it. You have to fix it. And every time she just made it shorter, but still Luke Skywalker.
Right.
After that, I went to like a Sport Clips and had them basically shave it all off.
Awesome.
So.
Aren't you glad you spent some? That was like the one time I spent $60 and had my hair
ironed.
Flat ironed.
Hey,
that was
also
a mistake.
That was also the birthday where Wes made me the giant tinfoil penis.
I remember. Oh, that because whenever we went to Outback Steakhouse.
Yeah.
And then.
That was a surprise party.
Yeah, I remember that.
I had a Spider-Man cake.
Yes, you
and
did.
And a tinfoil penis with a party popper in the end of it.
Yeah.
Which blew its load all over his face. I'll show you those pictures afterwards.
That reminds me of the cake that you made for me for my... Oh, but you know what? We'll save that for
the after.
Hey, speaking of cakes...
That is the best cake that I have ever made.
There's another Fancy Bastard cake.
Might have a picture.
There's another Fancy Bastard cake. I'm going to have to post it. It came from a reader named Chi or She or Shay or Che. It actually looks really nice. It's like a really well-made cake.
Send me a link?
I can't. Send my email.
Okay. Well,
happy
pull
birthday,
it up and flip your laptop.
I can't. Another happy birthday, Fancy Bastard cake. That's cool. That should be like a thing. People should do that all the time. Confuse your people. Next. From Melkor.
That name just sounds cool.
There was a comment that was deleted. Okay, never mind.
Douchebag.
Melkor, what was your comment?
What the hell is that?
Next is from Arceus. What's the extent of your culinary expertise? Are any of you locavores? I'm going to have to look up a locavore.
What, is that like a choo-choo train?
Yes, that's a Mexican train. One who eats only locally grown food. Oh, locavore.
Oh.
No.
No.
The end.
What?
Do any of you cook? Do you cook?
Is Taco Bell made like locally? I cook.
Taco Bell tried to kill my wife this weekend. on the way back. We took the baby to a baby water park.
Hey, you know what? Whatever doesn't kill her makes her stronger. She's more prepared for the next round.
We took the baby to a water park in Austin. Came home. Right. And on the way home, we're like, fucking starving. Let's go to Taco Bell. She got chips and queso. Yeah. Or chips glass and cheese. Right. Whatever. No, did not have glass.
Oh.
Pickle. Damn. No. She gets just the plain nachos and cheese. And she eats one of the chips and goes, and like spits it out. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? She goes, there's like some shit in it. It's like chemicals or something. And I'm like, what? And she gives me the cheese. And I like taste it. Like, it's fine. I was like, give me the chips. And as the chips get closer to my face, they smell like bleach and industrial cleaning products.
Awesome.
And I took a bite of one. And to get rid of the taste, first off, it made my tongue tingle.
That's how you know it's working.
That's how you know it's killing you. I downed an entire pack of hot sauce from Taco Bell and just swished it around my mouth like fucking mouthwash.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And hers like never stopped. And so we kept them in case it killed one of us and we had to like go to a lab and have it analyzed.
That's
but
cool.
It was like fucking like cleaning powder had gotten in the chips or some shit.
That doesn't make sense.
So anyway, I don't know how to cook.
I do.
What do you cook? You're a good fry master, aren't you?
Yeah,
of course.
Put a bunch of oil in this big deep frying thing and then just throw shit in it and just lower that fucker and it when it looks golden brown.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do those.
Were you born
rings.
With that ability?
What?
Never mind.
I saved that one episode of Good Eats with the amazing corn dogs. You have to make own meal, but it's fantastic. Let's do that.
I actually can make. I've made sushi, I've made fried rice, I've made chicken wings. Fries, fried pickles.
With or without glass?
Without.
Okay.
Just because I couldn't find
the kind of glass.
The right kind of glass that I want. Right.
You like kosher glass.
what else? I don't know. I've made lots of things.
Only
like
during
steak,
Passover.
Potatoes. I made a smoked turkey once.
Jesse says that's dipping, not cooking. I lower foods in the oil, and then I take them out before they burn.
Yep. It's an art.
It's an art of buying appliances.
No, I made a smoked turkey, and that took about 10 hours to make.
I used to try and make everything on the Foreman because we were super poor.
I remember that.
And I made grilled cheese on it.
We would go to Walmart and buy like the 100-pack of the worst chicken breasts available.
I
like
remember those chicken breasts.
Deformed chickens or whatever.
And God.
We put them in there. And this was, I was like.
Genetically mutated shits.
I was like, okay. I got chicken breast, and I got a heat source. Now, anything I add to it is just going to make it better. And I would put, like, a marinade out of the bottle, like, on top of the chicken, and then cook it. Mm-hmm. And then the Foreman would burn that to a crisp, and, like, then the chicken wouldn't cook. But I had this, like, crusty black tar.
It's Cajun.
And then we'd eat it every time, because that's all we had.
I'll tell you what the Foreman grill is good for.
Away.
Speaking of genetically mutated chits.
You gotta go.
I'm gonna be back.
Take a slight repast.
Yeah,
go for it.
Sweet.
Be quiet with the door. Don't wake up the baby. Also, don't shit, please.
You know I'm going.
Just hurry. Just hurry.
We'll discuss some of my recipes while you're
going. Go for it.
Okay, because it seems like we do have a lot of young college-ish sort of readers.
I bet we don't. I bet
we have a little bit. We have like people that are like, hey, I'm just starting my job and blah, blah, blah.
Sure, why not?
All right. Here's a good way to save on cash. If you have a Foreman grill, you can make spam burgers using spam and your Foreman grill.
Like email?
What?
Like email?
Yeah. Okay.
What?
But you take a can out of a spam, cut it into slices.
Spam out of a can.
Spam is only good. It actually is edible, but you have to fry the shit of it to almost a burning point. Basically, you cook out all the badness in it.
Okay, so all of it?
Almost all of it, all the way through. And then you can just fucking toast some bread. Fucking kick-ass sandwich. That works. Put some cheese on it, some ketchup. Shit works.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
That is edible food.
Eating spam on purpose?
If you fry the shit out of it to almost a burnt state, it's edible. You can chop that shit up and put it in eggs as well.
That sounds horrible.
If you take hot dogs and do the same thing, put it on a Foreman grill.
Well, I do
almost,
that.
Almost to a burnt state.
Hot dogs only require heat. You can't really fuck those up. They're already cooked.
Yeah, but if you put it on the Foreman grill, it's not that bad. Then you roll it in its own fat that it drains out, and you get extra flavor.
You pour that into a shot glass and just drink it?
Yeah, I was actually going to have a show on Food Network for a while, but they were like, wait, so you want to do what?
You just keep putting wieners on the Foreman grill. No, no, it's great.
No, but see, then you...
So many recipes.
You put it on a stick, and then you roll it in its own little juices, fat, that come out of it, in that little fat catcher.
Which they're like, that's the fat trigger. Like, that's the flavor saver.
Yeah.
That's the bonus flavor factory.
That's kind of... You kind of have to have that.
Yeah, you keep all that.
Your show is probably not going to work on our network.
You keep all of that, and you eat it. It's actually the bone. Whoever wins the party gets to drink that at the end.
Yeah, and then you just have a side. You can have a side of ramen if you're feeling a little bit.
There is nothing worse than Foreman burgers. There is no way to make a burger that's not completely dry and disgusting on a Foreman.
That's not true. If you make the patty and cut it, gut it, and then put like a stick of butter between the fucker.
What?
And then that way the butter like. Absorbs from the center out.
You're making this up.
No, I've done it.
The reason it doesn't work is because you're not supposed to squeeze meat while it's being cooked. It squeezes all the juice out.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. You put butter in the middle.
That whole thing about it fights the fat. It removes the flavor.
Yeah.
Flavor extractor.
Takes out the goodness.
Was that a false alarm? Josh is already back. Good God. Next. Josh, you don't cook, right? You heat up peanut butter or something.
Actually, well, when I did have a toaster oven, I would heat up peanut butter.
We had a pizza cooking party at Josh's.
Did we ever talk about that on the podcast?
No.
Josh calls me. The photos are on my Flickr, the proof.
Josh calls me at like 9 o'clock and says, hey, me and all your friends are having a party. I have a question. I was like, what? Like, why wasn't I invited? He goes, we're at Walmart in the frozen food section. What would you put on a pizza? I said, Salisbury steak. Like, no doubt about it.
Click.
And he's like, yeah, he hangs up. And I'm like, I assume that'll turn out terribly.
It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, really, it wasn't.
You had false shits. You had Braxton shits.
What?
like contract fit contractions. Never mind. It's a breeder thing. Okay, oh, so okay. I told you to put... Salisbury steak on a pizza, and for some reason you did.
Yeah, it was not bad.
Okay, see, that is like one tiny detail of one amazing failure.
What else was on it?
Well, everybody was at my house. I have nothing in my kitchen, so we all went to the store to buy. Everybody's making their own pizza. So whatever.
This was the one where
you
didn't
want.
Have a can opener, right?
Yeah, or foil.
They tried to open a can with a butcher's knife.
No, didn't try. Did. And it was a Marine boot knife.
Yeah. It was...
A Navy SEAL knife.
It's pretty much the most butch thing Eli has ever done.
Right.
And then everybody was like, no, that's not a good idea. And Josh is like, yep, that's
yeah,
a really
it.
Good idea.
Everyone's
go,
like,
go, go, go,
that's
go.
Dangerous. You could hurt yourself.
Do it faster.
I'm like,
get your hands wet first.
Dude.
Spray your hands with Pam.
Yeah. Just
yeah.
Dip your hands in oil.
I love that you started by wetching the can down into the disposal. Like, in case somebody bumped the counter and set it off, you're just going to ruin my sink.
Well, you were the asshole. And then I was like, do you have any butter? And he's like,
what's that?
Why would I need that?
No.
And how does that feel like peanut butter sandwiches?
I look in his fridge, and he has, like, croissants that are pre-buttered.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
and
about.
And I was like, there's we might butter be able to it. Extract the butter out no, of that if we no. pull it open.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Like, we cook them.
Did we not?
And then
did we
eat
those croissants that night?
No.
What else did you put on the pizza?
Mine was just pepperoni and mushrooms.
That's
like,
not interesting.
Olives. No, mine was okay. Joe made...
didn't he make the little stacked thing?
Yeah, it was like a stack of pizzas that looked like a burger with meat.
Okay.
And we were
so
going
weird.
To...
a calzone.
I guess. It basically didn't cook through.
Next question.
Yeah, everything about that was...
pretty much a fail.
Yeah, mostly.
Eddie makes me sad and says that they're considering a season of Smallville after the upcoming season.
Oh my God, just get it over with.
Oh my sweet Jesus.
I'm going to try my hardest not to watch this season.
You are so part of the problem.
I'm going to do everything I can to
just
not watch it.
Just don't do it.
I'm just gonna see what I can do.
If you're bored and then like, hey, what's on TV?
I'm not saying I'm gonna delete the season pass, but I'm gonna try not to watch it.
I hate it.
I hate myself for it.
You're giving TiVo your stats.
This is what heroin addicts this is their internal monologue. It's like, I know I have to stop. I know it's bad for me. I know I hate myself and I hate doing it. I have to. I'm trying not to. Next question.
Is that a hint?
Next question.
I hate you.
Oh, last question.
Uh-oh. Hey, we're only at 2.5 hours.
Not sweet bad. Jesus.
Not bad.
I even had an audio for that.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
This link's not opening. This is from Greg.
Too bad.
Oh, I can't read this, Greg. It's a good article. Too. I've already read it, but it's really long. It's an article about how Battlestar borrowed everything from DS9, which isn't surprising since Ron Moore did both of them.
Right.
But then improved upon it.
Right.
But it's right, actually. Like, almost all the shit, all the parallels they draw are actually pretty close.
Nothing wrong with that.
Audi, no, it's fine. They're both fantastic sci-fi series.
Audi, Volkswagen, same shit. Audi's better.
Sure.
Same shit, though.
Hey, wait, did we accidentally ban John Dark?
No.
Because he posted in the thing saying, I got banned from chat again for doing nothing.
Yeah, no, someone says that every time. And we're certainly not banning anyone.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't finish that. Yes, Johnny, we're just about done. No, I almost every time someone emails me and says, hey, why'd I get banned? And I'm like, we've only ever banned somebody once, and it wasn't one of you, and no one's doing
and
it.
It was an accident, too.
No, it wasn't.
It sort of was. I did it.
No, I did it. Who'd you ban?
I don't remember who it was, but somebody came in the channel that was spamming, and it was some person's name with an X at the end or something, and I went to ban them.
Oh,
right,
you banned
as
the real person?
Right as they left. Like, I saw the name thing, and I went, they left right as I was clicking.
Oh, maybe that's
one
of the ones that
one.
Asked me. But someone says it every time, and I've only ever banned one person. It was someone that just came in being a douche, and I don't even know who it was, but
Yeah. So I did fuck up. That was like the very first one that we broadcast, and I didn't know how to undo it, and I don't log in as you anymore anyway, so that's your problem now.
Blackbeard's delight.
Shut up.
I don't even get that one. I don't even understand what's going on. So we're about to wrap up.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up, B. Anybody in the room here have any additional questions before we hit the fucking road? Long and dusty trail. Who got banned?
I don't know.
Someone's in here saying they got banned. You guys have anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think I'm good.
I like tacos.
We know.
As
so
is
do I.
evident.
I had Micocinas for lunch yesterday. That was good.
Flank's, I know I was there with you.
Flank's question is, who is your daddy and what does he do? Who is your daddy and what does he do?
His name is Bobby. He's an ex-minister. I don't really know what he does anymore. I don't pay attention.
Are you serious? Are you sure?
Actually, he's trying to get his like junior high teaching certificate for something.
To teach knife killing?
No.
to teach Navy SEAL knife murdering. Wasn't he Marine?
Yes, he was Marine.
Did he ever kill anybody with a knife?
He won't tell me.
You really had those questions?
Wait, what?
Did you actually ask him questions like, Daddy, when you were a Marine, did you ever murder anybody with a knife? He's like, don't ever ask me about those days.
Daddy, were you ever actually cool at any point in your entire life?
Never.
Wow.
As a single tear goes down his face.
Yeah.
One tear for the thousands of men I murdered with my knife.
Yeah. One of my uncles did a whole bunch of secret missions in Vietnam.
Eli, who was your daddy and what does he do?
I don't know my dad. I was told
the entire 1987 Denver Broncos
was,
or what?
It was apparently after...
Was he a freedom fighter?
No, apparently it was after some concert.
Did he die at the Alamo?
Yeah.
From the other team.
It's Santa Ana direct ancestor.
It was at a Cinco de Mayo concert, and that's all I ever heard of my father. Apparently, he was a pretty good...
You were conceived in the mid-afternoon siesta.
Yeah, apparently he was a pretty good electrician, because I figured out how to screw in light bulbs and change the tire.
What are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about?
Are we done?
I haven't had any contact with my father in nigh a decade, so I couldn't tell you.
What did he do?
When I was a kid, he did something with refineries because we were in Beaumont. That's all I know. Beaumont, Texas is a refinery town, and what made it great was the Spindletop oil boom. That's all I know. Oh, wait, there's other questions in here. Favorite 80s comedy? Night Court.
Oh, is this TV?
Sure.
Oh, because I was going to go Ghostbusters.
Okay, Ghostbusters. No, let's go with shows, sitcoms. Not sitcom. We, you know what I'm saying.
Cosby Show. Hello.
Cosby Show. Tuned in all the time for that.
That's pretty much all I was allowed to watch. That's all I got.
Wow.
I'm just reading through the rest here.
It was safe.
Wow. I'm sure our listeners appreciate that.
Josh's dad is a Dama.
No,
because Adama's a badass. If Josh and Eli had the same dad, it'd be Adama.
I would know math better.
Let's see. I don't see any more on here. All right, we're done.
I think we're done.
Hijinks Zoo Podcast. Outro music, Eli?
Okay.
The one time he's late with it?
What?
The one time you're not jumping the fucking gun. TikTok. Is this backwards rock and roll that's gonna make me worship the devil?
Sure.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's
all right. I don't know what is this. Should I wait before I start?
Just go, run with it.
Doesn't matter.
Hijin Soup Podcast number 21 over. Thanks for hanging out. If you're in the chat room right now, thanks for listening. If you're downloading this, if you do want to continue to have things like the podcast, the website, the forums, the videos, any of this good shits, please consider donating. Go to hijinksu.com/donations. Damn it, or is it donate? I keep forgetting to look at that.
Figure this shit out,
thing.
You goddamn retard.
www.hijinksu.com/donate. Nope. Nope. It's slash donations. Go to hijinksu.com/donations. And as of tomorrow, there's going to be some new things in the store. Got a question from one of the readers, and I missed it. Was is it the prints that are going to be available? Is it certain comics or all comics? It's going to be all comics. It'll be printed on 8x10 cardstock.
Fully recycled. There's going to be flex and shit all in it. I'm sure.
No.
Not really, no.
Signed by me with the date and the title and everything's going to be on there. And we're also going to have custom avatars. We're going to have maybe some other custom artwork. And new shirts eventually. I'll get around to it. But the current shirts are all there. And
you really should put the name of your website on your shirts.
You should eat a log of shit.
I just had Taco Bell.
Well, then you win.
Yeah.
And, hey, John Dark asked, what's the next shirt idea? I actually had a pretty good idea today. I think I'm going to do one with Boxcar Pete that says, hobos stab first and stab questions later.
Stab, wait, what?
Hobos stab first and stab questions later.
Hmm.
I like it. It's funny. Hmm. Shut up, fucker. I hate you. Anyway.
Hey, see, somebody in the chat room is like, people are asking what the shirt is, and I always have to explain it.
It's conversation. You make friends that way.
Yeah. You know, actually, that did happen to me one time.
Good.
Wearing your Roslyn 08 shirt, and I was flying back from, flying back from D.C. 2 weeks ago. The kid in the seat next to me was like, I fucking love Battlestar. And then we talked about it for 15 minutes.
Look.
And then we finally taxied down the runway and took off. And then I put headphones on and didn't talk to him at all for the whole rest of the flight.
John Dark says all you have to do is say it's a dirty comic.
Yeah.
That's what I tell my baby. I'm drawing dirty comics for your future. Now get the fuck away from me.
To be fair, at that point, I had been asked about the shirt so many times and I was sick of explaining it that I didn't say anything about the shirt at all and just talked about Battlestar. So put your website on the shirt, whatever.
And
yeah.
Also, for anyone that's interested, the experiment is coming soon to an end. There's probably no more than 60 days left in it. So if you do want to see the website, the comic, any of it continue, please consider financially supporting Hijinks and Sue. That'd be awesome. Stick around. If you're in the chat, we'll go straight into the post show, which will later be on vault.hijinksandsue.com. A small donation will get you access to all the bonus content and the post show and the desktops. And we'll soon be offering sponsorships for the podcast and the website. So if you're interested in having your group, your entity, your organization, your website, your business sponsor the podcast or hijinksandsue.com with banner ads on the site or us talking about your stuff on the podcast.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr. Brought to you by Carl's Jr. Brought to you by Carl's Jr. Email comics@hijinksandsue.com. And we're out.
Adios. I dislike the new midgets.